The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. Our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KGDC2 sports special. Join us as the College Place High School Hawks take the field for exciting gridiron action. And now here's the voice of Hawks football, Scott Reardon, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Good evening, football fans, and welcome to Connell Watson, the very blustery Connell. We're getting ready for action tonight, SCAC East action tonight between the College Place Hawks and the Connell Eagles. I want to tell you a quick little story. There were once two bullies who dominated each end of the neighborhood. And those two bullies took on their rivals one at a time and defeated them all. But one day those two bullies met. And when those two bullies met, it was a battle and it was a tussle. But the one bully just barely kind of came out on top to rule the roost. Well, those two bullies, all Royal and Connell, and they played last week in Royal, and Royal beat Connell 24-21, first loss of the season for Connell. In fact, the last 3 years, they're undefeated, except they're 0-5 against Royal. So tonight, Connell comes back home to take on the College Place Hawks in this SCAC game, and I would imagine they're smarting from that, and they're looking for some sort of redemption after suffering their first loss of the year. So, again, we have the College Place Hawks in their white tops and white bottoms and royal numerals. And Connell out in their purple tops and bottoms with gold helmets and gold numerals. Connell comes into this game 6-1 overall, 4-1 in league. Here's a quick rundown on their season. First of all, they opened up with a home win over Othello 28-10, won at Ellensburg 10-6, won at home in their first league game against County Benton 40-19. Then home against Warden 17-3, won at Columbia Burbank 63-26, and then they won at home here against Riverview 42-6, and of course last week a 24-21 loss at Royal. College Place comes in 2-5 overall, 0-5 in league. They won their non-conference opener at Highland 34-13, at home against Goldendale 25-8. They have lost five straight conference games, starting with losing at Riverview, at Royal, at Warden, and Waluk. And last week, of course, a home loss 35-7. This is our fifth road game in 6 weeks. We've been road warriors, and Connell is the last venue of the SCAC East that I have traveled to. Some things to look at tonight for Connell. They'll come out with a pro set. And it seems like the star of the show is their running back, Tristan Garland, 6'2", 300. That can't be right. I got some wrong numbers there. But he is definitely the star of the show for them on their roster. And he'll be their tailback. Their fullback is Jacoby Tuttle. And Tuttle will be the lead blocker and also a backup running back. Leading the show offensively as well is senior quarterback Austin Smith. And Smith has been has all kinds of receivers at his disposal, and his leading receiver is senior Luis Ramos, who is also their place kicker. So they'll do an offset eye, and they'll do a pistol set with Austin Smith and Tristan Garland, and then they spread the receivers out. So they pretty much run a spread, and they run the ball a lot out of that spread, but they also Smith can definitely throw the ball downfield, as he's demonstrated several times. Very, very windy conditions here tonight. We have a wind coming out of the south. The field is set from east to west. College Place right now warming up in the west side of the field. Beautiful sunset tonight as we look out due west beyond the flagpole waving beyond the west end zone and the concession stand there in the distance. But a beautiful sunset highlighting this evening as we get ready for football here tonight. A couple more highlights, too, for College Place. Miguel Moreno comes to this game with 920 yards passing, 11 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. His leading receiver has been Cam Lindstrom, 21 receptions, 360 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Second leading receiver, Axel Kerrane, 16 receptions, 256 yards, and 3 scores. And if you're looking for a possible wild card or bright spot, sophomore Tanish Rendell, who last week had the 65-yard touchdown punt return, so far in the year is averaging 23 yards per return if College Place can get Connell into a punting situation. Other league games tonight coming up, we've got Warden at Riverview, Royal is at Columbia Burbank, and Waluk, surprising Waluk, who is 4-1 in league going into tonight, they are at County Benton. So still some playoff berths up for grabs if you look beyond Royal and Connell. You're looking at that next tier, who's going to battle it out for the third spot for the playoffs for the SCAC Eastern Division. Just some keys to note for College Place tonight. I just say, going back to the Royal game when they were playing at Royal a couple weeks ago, don't come out in awe of your opponent. Be respectful of your opponent. Don't come out in awe at the beginning of the game. Keep in the moment. Play your game. Play the game you know how to play, and don't just come out in awe. Catch the football. There have been a lot of drops the last week, couple weeks, where the receivers have tried to take off before the ball gets there. Look the ball into your hands and then take off and run. And then the big thing, too, as we saw last week, was their first score. That is win the special teams game. Kickoffs, punts, punt returns, and things like that. As we also saw a break last week for County Benton, which turned on a onside kick right at the end of the first half. So play every very hard on special teams. And, again, the only score the College Place had last week was on special teams. And, again, key thing defensively, I would say, is tackle well. Tackle well in the open field when you're one-on-one. Make that tackle and don't give the receiver or running back an extra 10 to 15 yards in the open field. So, again, both teams out on the field. Connell on the east side, College Place on the west side. And we're getting ready for action here. We have a couple interviews coming up here at our pregame show with Coach Pons. And our special guest is Peyton Riddler, senior. And those will be coming up as we continue with the Hawks pregame show. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to the Hawks pregame show. This is senior Shana Dole, and it's time for the Coach's Corner featuring Hawks head football coach Donald Pons. Hello, Mr. Pons. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Shana. Thank you for having me.
The season has obviously had its ups and downs. What would you say are some of the biggest lessons your team has learned this year?
Well, I think that you can take it from two angles here. We're obviously a new school, new team, still growing, still developing within ourselves the identity of what it means to be a football player. And so we're still growing. There's growing pains there. Mm-hmm. We knew that was going to happen, especially just in this climate and in this day and age where, you know, football, you don't have to play football. And there are a lot of options for students and kids. So that's one thing. You just know that you're going to have to fight through that. That's a lesson that we've learned. I think the other thing is that for those who do want to play football and those who don't, just any sport in general, is that you have to work at it. Mm-hmm. You just can't show up. And I think because, again, being so new and students not really having somebody in front of them to show the way or lead the way in regards to the off season and practice schedule and things like that, I definitely think that plays a part. You have to work out. You have to work at your craft if you play baseball, football, basketball, and you want to be good and you want to be competitive. And some of these young men, they want to play it on the next level, and it's really hard to do that. But it's also really hard to win and to do it consistently and to be good. So I think one of the big lessons is that, you know, we can be talented in our own ways, but you still have to work at your game.
Who were the standout players who made an impact in the Kuna Benton game?
The first person comes to mind is Tanner Schreindel. He had a punt return for us for a touchdown. He flipped the field. He really did. He found one spot and couldn't get there. It was walled off, and he reversed the field and used his speed to get outside, and that was a game changer for us. I mean, it gave us a lead, gave us a momentum. Heading into half, before we couldn't score. So he definitely had an impact. He also had impact on the secondary with our coverage. He made a couple of big hits to dislodge the ball, made some tackles as well. I can see that David Rogers again. He had a really good game running the ball. You know, he's fine. He's getting better each and every day, each and every week. You know, he's one that spent a lot of time in the weight room and in off season getting better. And he really did. So that was a highlight for me.
Future is obviously a big element for any football program. How would you develop a football tradition in the middle school level?
Definitely, having a culture of excitement, having our high school kids support the middle school kids at games. It's hard because we have practice in between, but we're going to cut some time out where we can go and we can honor and we can be there on the sideline with the middle school kids as they are playing their last game next week. And then start building in within through camps, you know, school camps, out-of-state camps, just so we can start developing players and a culture of, you know, we want to do well. If we want to participate, we want to do well. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of some of the things that we're looking at.
The Hawks take on a Connell team starting from a close 24-21 loss to Royal. Who are the standpoint players for the Eagles, and what can we expect on both offense and defense?
They've had the same system for about 8 or 9 years. They're a traditional power, and those boys just get in the weight room and they work at it. So we know it's going to be an uphill battle for us, seeing how close the score was with Royal. But our kids are excited. You know, week in and week out, I've been proud of them. They're not backing down to any challenge, you know. And I always tell them, it's like, did David back down to Goliath? You know, and they're like, no. It's like, well, how do you have that mindset? How do you grow that mindset? And, you know, it can't happen. That's why we play the games. We don't line up teams and say, you got the biggest guys or the fastest guys, and we say, oh, you automatically win. We play the game, actually, because, you know, we can create something. A couple key players, they have their running back. It's pretty good. It's really fast. Probably the fastest guy we'll see all year. The quarterback, he's new, but he seems like he's a little bit physical, has a decent arm. And then they have a tight end he's a bigger guy that is probably getting looks from several colleges right now. And I know they have a couple of linemen right now getting looks from several colleges.
According to the most recent forecast, it's supposed to be quite windy in Connell on Friday. How do you prepare your team to play in a variety of weather?
You know, you just go with it. You don't practice. We've had rain and a couple practices. We've had the wind. Yesterday was really windy for us, so it gave us an opportunity. Kids know that, you know, they know, hey, we got to kick right here. This is how we do our special teams. You can't kick it up in the air because it's going to gust, unless we want to, you know, create a play that does that, the kind of trickery. But you just got to prepare. You just know, you know, hey, we have wet ball. Okay, we're going to game plan for that. If
you could have dinner with anyone alive or not, who would it be?
Several athletes I would like. You know, Muhammad Ali would be one person. Jackie Robinson also would be another person that I would want to have dinner with, and just, you know, how they became who they are. And so those are some of the guys. Obviously Michael Jackson, right? Like, that would be a cool, you know, just listen to him, and you know, maybe say, hey, say, sing something for me. You know? So those are some of the guys I probably would eat dinner with.
And then what is your favorite holiday and why?
Oh, favorite holiday is Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving. It's probably more the Thanksgiving season. It's not even, turkey and the food is good. And it's obviously is good because, you know, you just gotta, you eat it once a year, right?
Yeah.
And so you gotta make a feel for it. But I just like the season. You know, it doesn't have to be the exact day. Mm-hmm. It's just the leaves are falling, it's getting darker, and it's just cozy. You wanna grab a blanket, and you wanna sit by the fire, or you wanna watch TV or a movie. And
you had to travel to the future or the past, which would it be and why?
You think that, you know, we live in this day and age right now where you have, you know, phones or more mm-hmm. expensive computers, right? And so, you know, I was like, then what if that is the standard, then what is it going to be in 30 years? Like, obviously we got to evolve from cell phones.
Yeah.
What is it going to be? So, you know, it's just, so I would want to see what the future is like. And, you know, you always look on Facebook or some kind of social media site and they have these futuristic drawings or some concepts and mm-hmm. concept cars. And you're like, I can see myself living. I think that's kind of cool. You know, so I would want to see what the future looks like. I want to see, you know, and hopefully it's a peaceful future. You know,
yeah.
Obviously, you know, you don't want war or Armageddon, you know, yeah. You know, those types of things. And so it's, you know, I think the future would be a good to just kind of see how we will evolve. You know, you know, I think when, you know, TVs were, it was kind of the radio, then the TVs, the black and white TVs, you know, tube TV. I think probably a part of our world is wanting more of that. I think even in the climate that we live in and, you know, the one tweet away from setting off a nuclear bomb, I think that what people really want is somebody to love, somebody to have the physical communication with and talk. And we're just so busy with our phones and our things, and we want to stay busy, but I think it's the human contact and that piece. And so I do think there will be a shift towards more humanitarian type things as our world is getting bigger and population, and there's going to be a need to help, you know, famine ravaged countries and those countries that don't have the things that, you know, we in America have mm-hmm. and we're blessed to have. So I do think from that standpoint, there will be a turning point where it's like, you know what, I need to put my phone down.
Thank you, Mr. Pons. This has been the Coach's Corner. We will continue with this pregame show after this 2-minute timeout. You are listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
At Postal Annex, we offer more than convenient packing and shipping. Hi, this is Sheila with Postal Annex, here to tell you about our fantastic variety of office services. Send a fax for just 95 cents a page, or receive one for 50 cents a page. We also offer shredding services for 99 cents a pound, as well as scanning, label printing, laminating, binding, and document printing from disk or email. Need a rubber stamp? We can do that too. Come see us for all your office service needs. That's Postal Annex, Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
When you're running a business, you need a partner you can count on. At Total Office Concepts, we provide not only workspace design, furniture, and network IT support, we are also experts in phone systems, security systems, and PC repair. From reducing printing costs to wireless connectivity, Total Office Concepts is your one-stop shop for today's technology. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. LNG Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, LNG Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's LNG Ranch Supply.
You may not know that Grocery Outlet works hard to bring you organic, specialty, all-natural, and healthy brand name products. Items from Clif Bar, Annie's, Silk Soy Milk, and lots of others, all at great prices. We group all of these items in our NOSH section. NOSH stands for Natural, Organic, Specialty, and Healthy. And you can find these items by the green signs in our store that say NOSH. Grocery Outlet. The healthier way to save.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
910 South 9th, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to the Hawk Talk pregame show. I'm here with senior and football player Peyton Ridler. Thank you for joining us, Peyton.
No problem.
Tell us about yourself. What is your favorite kind of food?
I like chicken enchiladas, but I usually just eat pizza because that's delicious too.
So you have two different kinds of food.
Yeah, but same like... It's just in the same area.
No, it's not.
I like them both the same amount.
Okay. Who is your favorite teacher and why?
My favorite teacher is Miss Innocent, and it's because she's funny, and she lets me make horrible jokes and actually laughs at them, and she helps me a lot with work.
Can you give us an example of one of your horrible jokes?
No.
Disappointed. What is the most bizarre thing you've seen on the football field?
When Miguel kicked the ball into the back of an opposing team's head during punt.
Did anything happen after that?
No.
Did Miguel re-kick?
No. The play just ended.
So. Which of your teammates has the best chance of playing in the NFL?
I believe Cameron Lindstrom does.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us an example as of why?
He has a lot of heart. He has a lot of skill, and he just wants to keep getting better.
Yeah, I noticed he doesn't really ever come off the field, so that's probably a nice bonus.
Yeah.
What is something you've never done but would like to do?
I would like to race in the Indy 500.
And what is that?
The Indy 500?
Yeah.
It's a race with Indy cars.
So, cars from India?
No.
What is an Indy car?
I don't know. Okay. It's just a really fast car.
Okay. How do you want to be remembered as a college place football player?
One who always got up after getting hit as hard as possible because I never wanted to give up.
That's so nice of you. And then what has been the highlight of the season?
The highlight of the season for me or
yeah,
just...
Yeah, like, well, both. Like, for you overall and you as a team, like, you collectively with the team.
I feel like me, I got... much better than last year, I feel. But, you know, I'm basically out for the season now. And for the team, we all just kept fighting hard for one another and never gave up.
That is so nice of you. Thank you, Peyton. This has been Hawk Talk. We'll continue with the pregame show after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Connor's Flooring and Design is having a garage sale on a commercial scale. Connor's October overstock sale will help us clear out our very full warehouse. That means deep discounts of up to 50% on quality carpet, sheet vinyl, porcelain tile, vinyl planks, and lots of remnants. As always, Connor's Flooring and Design offers free estimates and installation scheduling with the best local licensed flooring installers around. Connor's Flooring and Design, 536 Northeast C Street, College Place.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time, making sure that your commercial computer network stays running to keep your business going strong. Doyle Computer Solutions. From networks to servers to individual workstations, Doyle Computer Solutions has the staff and experience that you can rely on. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Here's a little secret for all you husbands out there. Your wife can use a little extra help around the house. Ever thought of hiring a maid for her? Handmade Cleaning can make this dream a reality for you, providing the luxurious value of exceptional cleaning and restoration services at affordable prices. Kevin and Grace Reynolds founded Handmade Cleaning to specialize in the interior beautification of area homes and to provide quality career opportunities to dedicated people of good character. Call Handmade Cleaning, 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Connell, where we're getting ready for SCAC East action between the College Place Hawks and the Connell Eagles. This being the last home game of the year, at least regular season for Connell. They are having senior night, and they're in the process of introducing all of the senior players that have been with this program throughout their high school experience. Again, College Place comes in 0-5 in league. Connell is 4-1, and smarting that 24-21 loss to Royal last week has kind of set the stage for Connell. They're coached by Wayne Reiner in his 14th year. 148 wins, 34 losses, 6 trips in those 14 years, the state title game where he has won two state championships. And, of course, coming just short last year, making it all the way to the Tacoma Dome, only to lose to their cross-league rivals, Royal, 25-10. They return a couple of all-league players. One you see, Zane Andrzejewski, who is a offensive lineman, first-team returning offensive lineman and linebacker. But Andrzejewski is kind of unique because in short yardage situations, number 51 lines up at fullback as the lead blocker for running back Tristan Garland. He has had a time where he has carried the ball for a touchdown this year. So he's kind of like the, if you go back to the 1980s, he's, if you like, the refrigerator Perry of the Connell Eagles, the lineman that plays fullback. Also look for Sear Dinas. Sear Dinas is a senior lineman who returns as a second-team All-League pick last year. And from the film that I've seen, Dinas has been a basically a destructive force on the line for Connell. They're also led by Brandon Chavez, linebacker, who was a second-team All-League pick last year. Connell did lose five players last year who were All-League selections to graduation. Let's see here. Other things going on here. Just give us some updates here on sports. First of all, for volleyball, they did lose to first-place County Benton on Tuesday night. And Coach Rodagero had to say, they said, we lost. We just didn't play to our potential with a good team like Kai B. You have to come out 100% focused. The Hawks were led by Ellie Christensen, scored two kills. Lexi Mullen had one as well. And it was C.C. Rodriguez who hustled for three digs for the Hawks, while Payne added two digs and four assists. That's Tisha Payne. And also Natalie Neal cleared all their serves for College Place in that game against County Benton. Then it was last night at the Hawks gym in the last home match for the Lady Hawks volleyball team. Ellie Christensen scored five kills for College Place. But the Hawks did lose all three sets to Connell, who was tied for first with County Benton in league. College Place 4-9 overall. And let's see here. The Hawks will go to Columbia Burbank for their final match of the regular season this next Tuesday and take on a Columbia Burbank team that will run at Royal on Thursday. The Hawks regrouped after a tough first set in that Thursday night match. Tisha Payne finished her first match with three kills and three digs, while McKenna Bruns added two kills. And Coach Rodagero said the first set, we actually didn't play poorly. We were just passing and digging well. We just couldn't finish the plays to get a side out. So I'm going to talk more about Hawks sports here in a moment. The Connell Eagles did win the toss, and they elect to receive. College Place going to kick out of the west end zone from right to left with that win behind them. They've got Ramos and Garland back deep, starting at about their 10. I'm going to apologize here because my roster has a bunch of bogus heights and weights on it. Garland is a senior, 5'11", 170. Ramos, 6'1", 185. Those are the accurate numbers that I have for you. Miguel Moreno to tee it up from the 40, and we're ready for action here on a very windy night coming to you from Connell. Can the Eagles come into this game 6-1, ranked third in the state? Moreno going to just kick the ball off the left side of his foot, bounces off and up, man, in the middle of the field. The ball is loose and finally covered there by Peyton Reiner as it caromed off of an up man, off of his leg, and Reiner covers at his own 27-yard line. So I'm kind of avoiding a quick disaster. There are the Eagles. First and 10, we'll call it the 27-yard line, moving from left to right out of their east end zone. Can they be led by Austin Smith, their senior quarterback? As he breaks the line, they're going to come out with two wides, three wides out here, right, two left, single back, Tristan Garland, the senior speed draft. Actually, they're going to run shotgun with Garland getting the direct snap, man in motion across the formation. Snap to Garland, left side keeper, has a little bit of a gap, drives forward, gets up to the 35-yard line. So Austin Smith doesn't bother to come out offensively as Garland in the Wildcat takes a direct snap for a gain of 8 yards. And there's a player out there, number 42. I'm trying to figure out exactly who that might be. And it looks like Garland's going to stay in the game in his Wildcat set as I'm assuming their quarterback is okay, going to come out with one man slotted right, actually four men slotted tight right with nobody to the left of Garland. Man in motion, Ramos across the formation. Garland fakes a handoff, keeps the ball left side wide open, open field in the Hawks territory, tries to reverse, come back middle of the field, finally dropped by the Hawks. Down at the 38-yard line of College Place, give Garland a gain of 27 yards, just picking his way, patiently waiting for his blockers. Gets a first down all the way to the Hawk, 38-yard line, gain of 27. Again, just running that wildcat set is the senior Garland getting the call in here from the sideline from Coach Wayne Reiner. And hash mark right here for the blue, purple shirted and purple panted Connell Eagles. Going to send three wides out left and two right. And Garland again in wildcat set in shotgun. He's going to take the snap, go to his right. Now he goes right up the middle of the field, has a gap, still going, hops, and he's in open field. He'll break into the College Place secondary, and nobody's going to touch Tristan Garland as he takes it in from 38 yards out and makes it look easy. As Garland carries the ball three times on that drive for 73 yards and goes in from 38 yards out. And the Eagles are up 6-0 here with 10:42 to go in the first quarter. On their initial score, Ramos in for the extra point with an unknown holder, number 30. So I'm thinking Austin Smith might not be available or something, as he was the holder last week as well. As we have a whistle, and actually the kick is good. 10:42 to go, first quarter. Your score, Connell 7, College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC 2.
Yes, we're right in the midst of football season, but it's almost basketball season already at the YMCA. We have a variety of basketball leagues and camps for children of all ages. For 4- and 5-year-olds, we have Rookie Basketball League, where you can teach your child about the game of basketball right alongside our YMCA coaches. We also have 9 other leagues for kindergartners through 8th graders. You can register online at www.ymca.org or call 525-8863.
The Union Bulletin is proud to support our Valley's schools and athletics with daily coverage of the best in local sports. Visit unionbulletin.com on your smartphone, tablet, or computer to see local sports stories and photography, plus online classifieds and the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support our home teams. Visit unionbulletin.com today. That's union-bulletin.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back to Eagle Stadium here in Connell, where Connell has not taken very much time. Tristan Garland out of Wildcat carries the ball three times, takes it in finally from 38 yards out, and quickly the Eagles are up 7-0. Kyler Tyner and Axel Kareen back deep, standing at their own 15-yard line to receive this kick from Ramos. He approaches the ball, short kick, fair catch called for, through the hands of the College Place return man and recovered by Connell at the 47-yard line of College Place. The two return men, they did the right thing. They called the fair catch on the short bloop kickoff, but then they crashed into each other going for it, and Connell is going to get the ball with great field position here at the College Place 47. So it's a lack of communication there on the kickoff as it caroms off of the up man and goes right back toward the kicking team where it's easily recovered by Connell. First turnover of the game for College Place, and out they come now with a different quarterback, who I believe is Kevin Francois. Toss sweep left side to Ramos as Jamison trying to stretch it out. Ramos barely gets the corner. Jamison going to drag him down as he goes out of bounds in front of the Connell bench down at the 43-yard line. Give Ramos on the sweep there, a gain of 5, but Jamison just was patient in stringing that play out. 2nd and 5, Eagles at the College Place 43-yard line. As we're really essentially just underway, but actually the second possession now on Connell after that muffed kickoff on the bloop by Ramos. Single back set behind Francois. He's under center. He's going to turn, hand the ball off tackle, open field, and Ramos tripped up from behind by Grayson Taylor, knifing in down at the 36-yard line. Give Ramos a gain of 7 on the carry. Quickly, another first down for Connell, first and 10 at the College Place 36, middle of the field. Connell moving from left to right here, 10:24 to go. They already lead 7-0 on a 38-yard run by senior running back Tristan Garland. Ramos still in there. Must be something wrong with Smith because we haven't seen him yet. Kayan Francois in at quarterback. Ramos single set in the backfield. Long count back to pass. Francois fires high over the middle. Intended there for receiver Silas Chase, 6'3", 205. Incomplete. First attempt of the game for Francois. Kayan Francois, a freshman, 5'10", 155 pounds. He's listed as a backup kicker, and he is in at quarterback because, again, something must have happened to Austin Smith. Second and 10 for Connell, moving from left to right here, middle of the field. Going to send one wide out here to the right and one out to the left. One man offset is Tuttle, single back in the back, Ramos, second and 10 at the College Place 36, long count by Francois. Play action, rolling to his right, looking to throw, looking Marshall, giving chase, and he's going to grab. No, Francois breaks away from the tackle by Marshall and breaks down near the first down marker, and I think he got it. Looked like Marshall was going to stop him for possibly a short loss or no gain, and Francois broke the tackle, and he has a first down and a gain of 10 on the play. Down to the College Place 26-yard line. So, again, that open field tackling really important for College Place here. And Francois picking up 10 yards on the run. And it'll bring up a first and 10. Connell, hash mark right, 9:44 to go here first quarter. Already a 7-0 lead. Ramos single back in the backfield with a fullback in front of him. The unknown number 42, Francois under center. He's going to turn, hand the ball off right the middle of the field. Ramos dancing, breaks two tackles. Now he rolls outside, and he has the end zone in front of him. Jamison giving chase, but Ramos will take it in from 26 yards out as he went down the middle of the field, then broke outside, and it was just a race down the sidelines. And Ramos is in from 26 yards out. And with 9:21 to go here in the first quarter, the College Place offense has yet to see the football. And Connell is already up, 13-0 in this contest here from Connell. Ramos in for the extra point. Line set, kick is up, line shot, and it is good. 9:21 to go here, first quarter. Connell Eagles 14, College Place Hawks nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
Have you checked your calendar? It's National Karistan Month at Walla Walla Carpet One. This is the perfect time to buy the soft, luxurious new floor you've always wanted, instead of the one you thought you had to settle for. At Walla Walla Carpet One, we have the lowest prices of the season on our entire stock of Karistan carpets. So much to choose from and so much to save. Hurry in to see Walla Walla Carpet One today. Once National Karistan Month is over, so are the savings. Walla Walla Carpet One, 1611 West Rose Street in the Shopko parking lot.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Kickoff time again here for Connell, already leading 14-0. Ramos into the wind, short end over end kick, fair catch called for. It's going to hit and take a bounce, and Connell recovered at the College Place 34-yard line as they really called the fair catch, and Rogers was waiting for it to hit in front of him. And it kicked back again toward the kicking team. And just a disaster here on special teams for College Place. Their offense has yet to see the field. It's already 14-0. And College Place wants a timeout. We'll take one as well. Take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Free donuts, anyone? Listen closely and we'll tell you how to get them. But first, we want you to know that the hometown feel is alive and well at Walla Wallace Harvest Foods. We're big Hawks fans and we're just so happy to be sponsoring Hawks Radio on KGDC2. Locally owned and operated, Walla Wallace Harvest Foods has an in-store post office and a deli that offers some of the best lunch deals in town. And for a limited time, text KGDC Donuts to 71441 to get two free donuts. That's KGDC Donuts to 71441. Walla Wallace Harvest Foods. Go Hawks! Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, we're back here to Connell, where it's already 14-0 Connell. They have the ball now at the Hawks' 34-yard line after the second short mishandle of a bloop kick. This one wasn't muffed. It just hit and kicked back toward the kicking team, and they now have the ball first and 10 at the Hawks' 34. Francois in shotgun, flanked by three running backs in a diamond set, one wide out to the left. He's going to hand the ball off left side. Marshall giving chase to this unknown number 42. And it'll be Jamison finally dragging him. Actually, no, he breaks that tackle, and he's down to the 18-yard line. And it's Andrew Jeske. That's the running back who I didn't have the number of there. Andrew Jeske is a returning all-league offensive lineman. But Andrew Jeske carrying that ball there for 16 yards. Actually, we'll call him down at the 21, so that was a 13-yard gain for Andrew Jeske in a first and 10 at the Hawks' 21-yard line. His first carry of the night, again, that diamond formation, three backs surrounding Francois in shotgun, wides to either side, long count Francois. He's going to turn, hand the ball off, open field, breaking through is Garland down to the 15-yard line. We'll call it the 16, give Garland 5 yards on that carry. As I update my stat sheet here for the previously unknown Andrew Jeske, that's Zane Andrew Jeske, who is 6 feet, 230-pound senior, again, an all-league returning offensive lineman and linebacker for the Connell Eagles, wearing number 42 tonight. Ball middle of the field, second down and 5 at the Hawks' 16-yard line. Diamond set again with Garland behind Francois, flanked by two running backs. College play stacks the line. Hand the ball off tackle. Garland hit in the backfield and dropped. I don't think he got back to the line of scrimmage. As with the hit there is Nick Rooney. Finishing him off there is also Braden Schwartz. And they hit him back at, I want to say, back at the 17. Garland for a loss of 1 there. They'll bring up a third down and 6 situation here for the Eagles. With 7:50 to go here, first quarter, Connell leads 14-0 as a College Place offense yet to see the field. Third and 6 at the Hawks' 17-yard line. Diamond set again with wides to either side, flanking Francois, two running backs with Garland right behind him. Hawks stacked the line here. Long count again by Francois. He's going to turn, play action fake, fires over the middle. That ball through the hands of the receiver, incomplete, catchable, fired at Peyton Reiner. Down at about the 12-yard line, right near the first down marker, incomplete. We'll bring up fourth and 6 at the Hawks' 17-yard line. So, again, College Place yet to see the field here offensively. Connell, their third possession, already leading 14-0. Fourth and 6. Under center now will be Francois with Andrew Jeske and Garland. I formation set in the backfield. One man slotted right. Long count Francois. He's going to hand the ball off tackle. Hit and dropped. And close to the first down is Garland as he dives. But I think he is short. They're going to spot him down about the 11.5 yard line. And what do we have here? And I think he's probably short. They're going to eyeball it here. They needed 6. It was 4th and 6. Dinus, the all-league lineman, he's eyeballing it along with the officials, and I don't think the officials even his signal. So give Garland a gain of 5 on the carry. That's the good news for Connell. But for bad news is the Hawks hold. That's bad news for the Eagles, good news for the Hawks. And so College Place, although they're deep in their own territory at their own 12, they do hold here on downs. And they'll get the ball for the first time here with 7:19 to go here in the first quarter. Senior Miguel Moreno bringing the play in from the sideline. Can Connell drop in the standings despite losing to number one Royal only by 3 points? They dropped from number two to number three, and Meridian took their spot. McGill in shotgun, flanked by one running back, Rogers off tackle. He scoots to the left side, finally dropped, drives forward, carries Reiner up to the 15-yard line, does the senior Rogers for a gain of three for the Hawks on their initial offensive play of the game. So the Eagles ran, if I'm doing my math here, they ran the ball 13 times before College Place ran a play. Connell already with 143 yards rushing on 11 carries. Hawks second and seven at their own 15 after that three-yard gain by the senior Rogers. And out tonight is Hector Diaz, out with an injury. Single back looks like Schwartz. Actually, it's Rogers flanking Moreno, three wides out right. Moreno's going to fake the handoff. No, he's going to give the ball to Rogers in the backfield. Tries to break free, and he's dragged from behind by Chavez, the second-team All-League running back. And they're going to hit Rogers for a five-yard loss back to the, we'll be generous and call it the 11-yard line, loss of four on the play. That'll bring up third and 11 for College Place at their own 11-yard line. 6:06 to go here, first quarter. Connell leads 14-0. Touchdown run of 38 yards by Tristan Garland, and also a 28-yard run by Luis Ramos. Third and 11, Hawks at their own 11. Moreno in shotgun, flanked by Rogers, three wides out right. Moreno looks to throw, looks, fires over the middle. That ball tipped and through the hands of a defender up near the 20-yard line. Incomplete, looking there for Schrindel is Moreno. Incomplete, and I'll bring up punting time here for Moreno with the wind coming out of the south, kind of helping him a little bit here. Back deep will be Tristan Garland, the senior return man. He'll stand at midfield. Moreno standing about 2 yards deep in his own end zone. First punt of the night here for College Place after they finally get the ball. Snap back. Moreno gets the ball away. Booming kick. It's going to go over the head of Garland, take a hawk bounce, and go out of bounds. Great kick by Moreno. Goes out of bounds at the Connell 34-yard line. So that was from his own 11. So that was a 55-yard punt. It hit at about the Connell 45. And it rolls down, actually we'll call it down at the 33-yard line. So give Moreno a 56-yard punt and no return. So very effective punt there by the senior Moreno. His College Play, Connell, has decent field position, but not quite what they'd expected. They have the ball at their own 33-yard line after that kick by Moreno. 5:32 to go. And again, Connell being quarterbacked by Kayon Francois, their freshman quarterback. He's got Garland behind him, single back, wide to either side, one man slotted left. Hawks with a four-man front. Francois, long count, toss sweep, left side, Garland around the corner, Jameson giving chase, and they collapse the corner, and out of bounds goes Garland up near the first down spot. They're going to put him out at the what? At the 46-yard line. Actually, they're coming back here now. I'm trying to get an angle here. And now we're back at the 42-yard line. So give Garland a gain of nine. Sorry for that delay. The referee's kind of bouncing around. Give him an 8-yard gain. We'll call it the 41. Second down and two. Hash mark left for Connell with their purple tops and bottoms and gold helmets. Francois, single back behind him. Garland, second and two from the 41. College Place showing run blitz. Off tackle play. Garland just picking his way, and he stood up and dropped, tries to get away. But hanging on for dear life there is Nick Rooney. And I believe they stopped Garland short of the first down. They did after a yard gain on the dive. Third and one, Eagles at their own 43, I would call it the 42-yard line. With 5 minutes to go here, first quarter, Connell leads 14-0. Connell, again, third ranked in the state. They come out with Chase out here wide right. One man slotted right. Andrew Jeske, fullback, with Garland behind him. I formation set behind Francois. Turn, hand the ball off up the middle. Goes Garland right into College Place defense. Breaks into secondary. Gets down to the Hawk 48-yard line. Give Garland a gain of 10 on that play and a Connell first down. As, again, not much of a running or passing attack tonight with the apparent injury to quarterback Austin Smith. Keon Francois, the freshman, just content to hand the ball off. And already Tristan Garland, 9 carries, 101 yards here. And we still have 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. As Tristan Lamelli checking in defensively for College Place. Francois with Ramos, single back deep behind him. Wides to either side, four-man front for the Hawks. Hand the ball off up the middle. Ramos just dropped from the side there. Is breaking through. Lamelli looks like he finished him off there at the, trying to get my yard line here, 45-yard line, 3-yard carry for Ramos, who already has a 26-yard touchdown tonight. Second down and call it 7 at the Hawk 45-yard line. Run fest tonight here for Connell. Ramos single back. Chavez slotted along with Tuttle. Francois under center, wides to either side, four-man front for the Hawks. Play action, rolling to his right, looking to throw. Francois fires downfield. That ball is caught in the Hawk territory, breaking down to the 30 as Chavez dropped by Corain at the 28. He gets up slowly. Also, Schrindel on the tackle. Gain of 17 on the first completion of the night for Francois. That going again to Brandon Chavez. Chavez, 5'9", 170-pound junior. Check that, senior. And it'll bring up a first and 10 for Connell at the College Place 28-yard line. Already the fourth possession of the night for the Eagles. Two touchdowns and turning the ball over on downs at the College Place 11 on the last possession. Francois under center with Ramos behind him. College Place defense shifts around. Hand the ball off right tackle. Ramos is hit by Taylor and dropped finally by Schwartz down at the 23-yard line. Give Ramos a gain of 5 on that play. Down to the 23, second and 5 for Connell. They're just grinding down the clock here, 2:39 and counting. First quarter, Eagles lead 14-0. Now hash mark right as they break the huddle, led by Cutter Easterday, their center. Getting backup quarterback in is Keon Francois, filling in for Austin Smith. Single back Ramos in the backfield. One man slotted left. Whites either side. Toss sweep left side. Ramos trying to get the corner, being chased by a bunch of Hawks. He gets inside the 20, still going 15, and he's knocked out of bounds, runs out of bounds at the, we'll call it the 15-yard line. Give Ramos a gain of 8 on that run on second and 5. He gets a first down. First and 10 Eagles at the Hawks 15-yard line. In ALCS action, from what I could see here a few minutes ago, it was Houston leading New York 3-0 in the sixth inning, if my update is correct. But let's see if I get an update on that. First and 10 again, Hawks the 15. It is 3-0, top of the seventh, with two runners on for the Yankees. It'll be Andrew Jeske offsetting Francois with Ramos behind him. Two whites to the right, one man in motion across the formation. Hand the ball to that man, Tuttle. Cuts inside, no goes outside. Hurdles a man, lowers his shoulder, gets to the 10, cuts inside, takes on Schwartz, and is finally dropped at the 5-yard line. Tuttle is 185, 6 feet, 185-pound senior running back. Gets down to the 5, right near a first down. His first carry of the night. And what are they going to say? They're going to say second down. So give Tuttle a gain of 9, just short of the line to gain. We'll call it the 6-yard line, hash mark right. Second and 1, Eagles at the Hawks 6-yard line. 1:48 to go here, first quarter. Connell leads 14-0. Diamond set again, flanking Francois. Ramos is the back man. Behind, he's going to hand the ball off tackle, and Ramos is going to run right into the end zone, untouched, right up the middle, and Luis Ramos has his second score of the night, this coming from 6 yards out. He has 7 carries for 60 yards and now 2 touchdowns, and with 1:34 to go here in the first quarter, Connell already up 20-0 with Ramos to do the honors on the extra point. Line set, snap, spot, kick up, looks good, and is good. 1:34 to go here, first quarter. Your score, Connell 21, College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
What do you get when you mix together top-quality ingredients, fresh produce from Andes, and the love of a family filled with red-blooded, meat-eating, God-fearing, flag-waving Americans who crave the tradition of a down-home American diner? You get Walt's Place, Walla Walla's destination diner. We offer a 10% discount to those folks fighting for and saving our lives. Police officers, firefighters, DOC, doctors, and nurses. I'm Dominic Mullins, and I'd love to invite you to try our family's diner for some breakfast or lunch. Walt's Place, 1129 South 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla. Come join the family.
Remember last winter, bundled up in layers, trying to keep warm and comfortable inside your home? Well, Total Comfort Solutions can save you a bundle and a few layers. Replace that old, inefficient heating system with a qualifying Lennox home comfort system and receive up to $1,600 and rebates, or get up to 72 months no interest financing. For complete details, call Total Comfort Solutions 509-392-6567 or visit us at comfortrightdayornight.com. Offer ends November 24th.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back to Eagles Stadium here in Connell. It's already 21-0, 1:34 to go here first quarter, as Connell has put the ball in the end zone three times. They've had the ball five times to the Hawks. One possession, short end-over-end kick, fair catch called for, this time caught and covered by the Hawks at their own 44-yard line, as Nick Rooney, the sure-handed one there at his own 44, calls a fair catch. And again, you can call at any level of football. You can call a fair catch, and you have the opportunity to catch that football unabated as Rooney hauls that in at his own 44-yard line. So the Hawks finally get a kickoff return go their way after one muff and one that just hit and bounced wrong for them. And Connell recovered both of them, get the ball, good field position at their own 44-yard line with 1:33 to go here in the first quarter. Marino in shotgun, pistol set with Rogers behind him, three wides, bunched left, one right. Rogers shifts to the right of Marino. Long count, snap back, hand the ball off. No, yeah, he's going to hand the ball off. Rogers breaks the tackle. He reverses fields, comes to the left side, gets a short gain as he gets up to the 46-yard line, gain of two. Rogers took the handoff, went to his right, stopped, reverses field, came all the way over here to the left side and picks up a short gain of two, breaking a tackle along the way. Second and eight for the Hawks at their own 46-yard line. Going to see if I can get some updates here across the Inland Empire, see how games are going in the area, which I wasn't able to do last week. Second and eight, three wides bunch left. Moreno in shotgun, Rogers flanking him, one to the right. Second and eight, Hawks at their own 46. Toss sweep on this bubble screen. Actually, it's a fly sweep, and Kiner gets the ball, breaks into Connell territory on the fly sweep as Moreno took this handoff. And Tyner was in motion. He just flipped him the ball. And Tyner into Connell territory at the 49. So give Tyner a gain of five on the play. Going to bring up a third down. And I'll call it a third down and a long three. Actually looks more like four. I'm going to give Tyner 4 yards on that carry. And it's, they need to get down. It looks like they need to get down to the 45-yard line. So maybe it's third and a long three here for the Hawks at the 49-yard line with 4 seconds to go, and that will be it here for the first quarter. The end of one here from Connell. It's the Eagles 21 and the Hawks nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
There are too many used car dealerships out there making too many claims and selling too many used cars. But guess what? Those used cars come with too many question marks. In fact, it's a pretty big gamble. With Integrity Certified Used Vehicles at McCurley Integrity Toyota, there is no gamble. And the only question you should have is, where do I sign? Every Integrity Certified vehicle comes with a 5-year, zero-deductible warranty and a 7-day, no-questions-asked exchange policy. That's why not every used car vehicle can be an Integrity Certified vehicle. Some of them just don't make the cut. At McCurley Integrity Toyota, we only stock and sell the finest pre-owned vehicles. And we never sell a vehicle as is. Every car we sell comes with an Integrity Certified warranty because we stand behind our vehicles. Shop the extensive inventory of Integrity Certified vehicles at McCurley Integrity Toyota today and find the vehicle that will last a lifetime. Only at McCurley Integrity Toyota in Walla Walla on North Wilbur Avenue in Walla Walla. Integrity in everything we do for you. And visit us online at McCurleyToyota.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back here to Connell, where College plays faced with a third and a long three here from the Connell 49-yard line to start action here in the second quarter. Again, College plays hardly having the ball there after two disasters on kickoff returns. Connell's had the ball already four times and has scored on three of them. It's 21-0 here at the end of one quarter. Big play here for the Hawks offense. Third down, a long three at the 49. Again, hash mark right as running off is Silas Chase for Connell. Three wides bunch right, one left. Rogers flanking Moreno in shotgun. Long count. Moreno looks over a four-man front. He'll retreat. Roxy rolled to his right, looks to throw, fires that ball caught. Short of the first down, Tyner knocked out of bounds at the 47-yard line. So the gain is, the pass is complete, but it'll bring up fourth down. And really, it's about a gain of one on the pass play to Tyner as he toe-danced and caught the ball there. That's the good news. The bad news, it's fourth down. It really is closer to two than one. Let's call it fourth and two at the 48-yard line. They have to get inside the 46, do the Hawks. Two receivers in the backfield, flank Moreno, two wides left and one right. Fourth and two, hand the ball off right side Rogers, and he is just pounded on his own side of the field. Nowhere to go, took the handoff. He's dropped at his own 49-yard line for a loss of three. So as soon as he got the handoff, there were three Eagles right in his breadbasket. Nowhere to go for David Rogers. And it'll bring up a turnover on downs, and Connell will have great field position at the 49-yard line of College play. So unfortunately, no help there for Rogers and nowhere to go. Out come the Eagles as Josefek checking in late on the defensive line. They'll go Wildcat set again. Tristan Garland single back behind center and shotgun. Three wides right and one left. Garland's actually going to look to throw. Looks, fires, and that ball through the hands of the receiver, Peyton Reiner. And first pass attempt out of that Wildcat set for Tristan Garland. I figured at some point he was going to keep the defense honest and throw the ball, and that's exactly what he did. And that pass is incomplete. It'll bring up a second and 10. Now that we have a flag down, referees are talking about this at midfield. Flag over in front of the Connell bench down at the 47-yard line. And they're going to talk about whatever the infraction was. I didn't see any pass interference. And they're going to do what here? They're going to signal. They're going to talk about it. Looks like Connell's retreating, maybe. They're going to talk about it some more. Now they're talking to Cameron Lindstrom. They're going to say, I think they're going to say either pass interference or holding. I couldn't see the signal. They are going to mark it off here from the Hawk 49. Go for a little march here back to the 36-yard line. 15-yard penalty. And again, what was our, I did not get the penalty there at all. Unsure what it is. I hope I can get another signal here. So they're going to say it was a personal foul against Connell. So first and 10, Connell at their own 36-yard line. First and 25, check that, at their own 36-yard line. Francois with Garland in shot in a Wildcat set here. Man in motion across the formation, Andrew Jeske. And getting the handoff is Garland, and he is decked in the backfield and dropped, still driving, but gets forward up across the 40 And we'll call him down right at the 40. Short gain for Garland, gain of 4. Second and 21, Connell at their own 40-yard line. 10:45 to go here in the second quarter. Eagles already lead 21-0, two rushing touchdowns by Luis Ramos and one by Tristan Garland, as they have 197 yards rushing at this point of the contest. Garland checking in from the sidelines with the play, second and 20 after that 15-yard personal foul, and then Garland carries it for a gain of about 4 yards. Second and 21, we'll call it. We'll have Garland again in wildcat, four receivers bunched left, four-man front for the Hawks. Now man in motion is Ramos across the formation. Garland takes a handoff, keeps the ball off left side, looks to get the corner, cuts inside, has a big hole, and gets inside of Hawks territory down to the 47-yard line. Gain of 13 on that carry by Garland makes it a much more manageable third down, and they've got to get down to the Hawk, I'll call it the 39-yard line. So it brings up a third down and 7, a long 7 for the Connell Eagles at the Hawk 46-yard line. Garland already 11 carries, 118 yards on the night here for the purple-clad Connell Eagles. Garland again in wildcat, empty backfield, three wides right and two left. Man in motion is Andrew Jeske from right to left. Long count and keeping the ball is Garland up the left side, has a first down as he crosses the 40-yard line. Now push back and the play blown dead. Late flag here, pushing, and I think we're going to have a unsportsmanlike of some sort here as they're trying to pick out who it was. Forward progress was to the 38-yard line for a gain of 8 for Garland and a Connell first down. Then we had laundry on the field after some extracurricular personal foul called against College Place. Not the time for that, as they did not respond to the whistle and continue to drive Garland back. And the ball is spotted at the 38. The personal foul will move it 15 yards down the field to the 23-yard line, where Connell will continue this drive. Already Connell with 8 first downs on the night. 9:13 to go here in the second quarter. You can see if I can get some scores here from around the area. Wahai, of course, playing at home tonight against Kamiakin. And DeSales is at Lyle Wishram. Here again, it's 21-0, and we have a timeout here on the field. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
McDonald's Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back at Eagle Stadium here, 21-0 Connell, first and 10 at the Hawks 23-yard line here, second quarter action. Diamond set surrounding Francois. Turn hand the ball up the middle. Ramos picks his way off the left side, tries to get the corner, can't, as Tyner's going to drop him at the, we'll call it right at the 23-yard line. No gain for Ramos on the carry here with 9 minutes to go. Update, two top 10 from the 4A ranks as Richland up 7-0 on Chihuahua. And the Houston Astros stopped a Yankee rally top of the seventh. They still lead 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh here. Here it's 21-0. Second and 10 Eagles. Actually, we'll call that a loss of a yard back to the 24. Second and 11. as Francois will be under center with Ramos deep back behind him, wide to either side from the Hawk 24. Play action, rolling to his right. Francois fires out in the flat. That ball knocked away, incomplete, intended for Chavez. Breaking in there was Grayson Taylor with great coverage, timing his hit just right and knocking that ball out down about the 20-yard line. That'll bring up a third down, third and 11 Eagles at the Hawks 24-yard line on a very windswept night. The wind coming out of the south. Our stadium runs from east to west here at Connell High School. So a brisk side wind here. Third and 11 Eagles at the Hawks 24-yard line. Hawks held on downs earlier. I formation set with Garland and Andrew Jeske in the eye behind Francois. As he's going to turn, hand the ball off right tackle, Garland breaks free, has a first down, still going, breaks outside. It's a race, and he's finally dropped down at the 10-yard line. Touchdown-saving tackle there by Cameron Marshall down at the 10-yard line, but not before Garland picks up 14 on third and 11 and a Connell first down, as he's like the proverbial video game here, 13 carries, 140 yards, and one score for senior Tristan Garland, either carrying the ball out of the eye or in the Wildcat set. Eye formation set behind Francois, one man slotted left, one man wide left at the 10-yard line. Long count, Francois, back to pass, looked, play action. He's going to roll, go to the end zone, firing for Chase in the corner. Did he catch the ball? Yes, he did. In the far corner of the end zone, the timing route there, David Rogers with great coverage, but Chase over here in front of the Hawks bench, deep in the corner of the end zone, hauls it in on a diving catch. Great throw by Francois, and as a touchdown from Connell from 10 yards out as they go up 27-0 here with 7:50 to go in the second quarter of play here. In for the extra point is Ramos with an unknown number 30 to hold for him. Line set, kick is up. He just swings the leg, and it goes right through the goalpost. 7:50 to go here in second quarter. Connell 28, College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Kickoff time here again at Connell. The Eagles leading 28-0. New man in to tee it off here for the Eagles. Looks like a big lineman, possibly Franz Hawkinson here to kick it off. Check that. It's a different guy. End-over-end kick. Fielded back there deep by Tyner at his own 12-yard line. He's kind of spins. He rolls up the middle of the field. Finally drops. Still going. Now he just finally dropped at the 31-yard line. Give Tyner on the return and 18-yard return on that play. And I don't have 83 on my roster. Hide the children here with your offensive stats. Connell, 258 yards. College Place, 4 here. Midway through the second quarter of play. So Tyner, 19 yards on the return. Hawks first and 10 at their own 31, looking for their initial first down here. Unable to convert last time on 4th and 4 at the Connell 46-yard line. First and 10 Hawks here at their own 31 as they'll come out with, I believe that's Rogers flanking Marino, 3 wides right and 1 left. turn, hand the ball off Rogers' left side. He is buried and blasted. Nowhere to go there. Breaking free is that all-league lineman, Sear Dinas. Sear Dinas, two-way all-league lineman last year. He stuffs that play back at the 28-yard line. Rogers lost the three, took the handoff, and had nowhere to go. As college players get trying to get just some element of offensive momentum here, second and 13 at their own 28. Marino gets the call in from Coach Pons here from the sidelines. Second and 13 here for the Hawks, which I believe this is their third possession of the first half. One man in the backfield flanking Marino, three wides out right. One man jumps, looks like they might have been encroaching, but he didn't. Fire off the right side, going up high as Lindstrom, but catches the ball and knocked out of bounds by Garland right in front of the down marker here. So the pass is complete. That's the good news. The bad news is there's no yardage there. Third down and 13 at the 28, 6:30 to go here in the second quarter with a 7-0 Connell lead. At the end of one from Borleski Stadium, it is Kamiakin 13 and Wahai nothing. So Hawks come out third and 13 from their own 28-yard line, two wides out left and three right with Marino empty backfield with a five-man, check that, four-man front for Connell. Line set, back to pass. Marino looks to throw, fires out in the flat. That ball nearly picked off, then through the hands of Marino. Looked like Garland was going to step in front of it and have a pick six. Went through his hands up at about the 25. Then Lindstrom had a chance to catch it, but no, it's incomplete. Fourth down, punting time again for Marino. His second punt of the night. First punt went for 56 yards on a booming kick. He'll punt from his own 28. Garland retreats to his own 40. Again, a brisk side wind here coming out of the south here at Connell Stadium. Hawks moving now from left to right out of the east end zone. A couple players checking in late for punt formation here. Like it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night. Cheerleaders on the far side, all in pink. As Marino's in trouble, gets a kick away. Beautiful kick downfield. Fair catch called for by Garland at his own 44-yard line. So give Marino that time a 20. We're going to call it the 45? Wait a second. Whoa, wait. He never. Oh, my goodness. They gave him a yard on a hop. He caught the ball on the fair catch, and then after he fair caught it, he hopped about a yard forward, and shoot, let's just give him the ball right there where he hopped. So it's going to end up being a net 27-yard punt for Marino, and Connell get the ball now first and 10 at their own 45-yard line, a very favorable spot there. Francois in shotgun, flanked by Garland, back to pass, quick pass, bubble screen out in the flat. It just sails short of Reiner out there at about the 45-yard line, incomplete there on the play. Second and six, Connell at their own 45-yard line. Ball middle of the field here. 28-0 here, Connell, 5:44 to go here in the first half. Have a great halftime interview coming up here with our new campus safety officer, Joey Langlois. So be sure to stick around for that if you want to get a perspective on that new position for College Place district-wide. Second and 10, Connell at their own 45. Double wides either side. Francois in shotgun. Back to pass. Quick fires out in the flat. That ball caught by Reiner right midfield. And wrapping him up instantly was coming up from his corner spot. Was pausing for effect. I believe that was actually Joel Brown retreating from his linebacker spot after the 5-yard reception by Reiner from Kian Francois. Ball right at midfield here, third down and 5 for Connell. As College Place has stopped them once on downs, Connell putting the ball in the end zone 4 times, and no punts yet for the Eagles. Third and 5 from midfield. Going to come out with Tristan Garland flanking Francois in the backfield, two wides either side for Connell. Francois, long count, snap back, looks to throw, pumps, fires deep down the field. Man chase is open, but Lindstrom goes up, and I think he made the pick. He did. He caught the ball at his own 25-yard line. It was a jump ball between the two tall receivers. Chase, 6'3", 205. Lindstrom, 6'3", 170. And it's Lindstrom going up at his own 25-yard line to snatch that ball out of midair. And he picks up his, pausing here with my stats, for Lindstrom, his third interception of the season here, stopping a Connell drive. And College Place gets it at their own 25-yard line. Great play there by Cam Lindstrom. Hawks will get it again from their own 25, first and 10, after that key defensive play there by Lindstrom. Hash mark left, Rogers flanking. I believe that's Rogers flanking Moreno. Double wides either side, long count, hand the ball off. It's actually Marshall going around the right side, slips. Now he is dropped and buried for a loss. So the original line of scrimmage was the 25 spot. Marshall on his first carry of the night back at the, we'll be nice there and call it the 23-yard line for a loss of 2 on the play. It'll bring up second down and 12 as Hawks offensively just really nowhere to go here. Offensively on the night, I have them unofficially minus 1 yards total offense. Second and 12 from the 23, 4:07 to go here, first quarter, 28-0. Connell, Taylor, and Lindstrom right, and Tyner and Corain off to left. Now Taylor switches to the left, and Tyner's going to come to the right. They switch places, and we have a dead ball delay a game against College Place. Mark off 5 there, just taking too much time to get set. And that'll move it back 5, so that'll bring up second down and 15 as the Hawks just unable to get that play going. Second and 17 from their own 18-yard line. This drive starting after the interception of the Francois pass by Lindstrom. Second and 17 from the 18, double wides either side. Marshall flanking Moreno in the backfield with a 4-man front. Moreno with going in motion, Tyner, hand the ball off left side on the fly sweep, trying to get the corner, cannot, and he is going to be hit and dropped. Initial penetration there by Antonio Herman, finally finished off by Dinas for a loss back at the 11-yard line. And so the Hawks just going the wrong direction right now. I call that a loss of, I'm going to spot it down at the 11, so that was a loss of 7, I believe, if my math is correct, by Tyner on the fly sweep, third down, and they've got to get to the 35. It is third down and 24. Again, this is not penalty 80. This is offense just going backwards here. Actually, there was the one penalty for 5 yards. Third and 24, Hawks, their own 11-yard line, three wides right and one left. Snap back, Moreno looks to throw, fires bubble screen out in the flat, caught Lindstrom, comes back toward the middle of the field, now reverses field, and after all that, he is dropped inside his own 10. Lindstrom is trying to make something happen out there, catching the ball and coming back towards the center of the field, but then he has nowhere to go, and he's dropped for a 2-yard loss back to the 9-yard line. So a disastrous possession there for College Place, starting at the 25, they're back at their own 9. And it's punting time here, fourth down, and Connell has nobody back. Now Garland, he's just going to stay right where he's at. It looks like Connell's going to go for the block. Moreno, snap back is high. Pressure's on, gets it away, kicks it away from Ramos, and it's going to hit and roll and finally be downed at the 37-yard line. Give Moreno a 20-yard punt as Ramos came in untouched from the left side, and it looks like Moreno punted the ball under his right armpit, that is Ramos's, as he just kicked it to the left of the right rush by Ramos. And as it is a, let's see here, ball spotted at the, 37-yard line. Give Moreno a 28-yard punt. And but Connell with great field position at the Hawks' 37-yard line with 2:12 to go. Francois under center, I formation set, Ramos and the fullback hand the ball off. Ramos right up the middle, just follows his blocks, dragged down from behind Lindstrom, but the man with the main tackle there is Joel Brown, freshman, 6'1", 190, stopping Ramos down at the 30-yard line after a gain of 7 on the play. Second and 3 for the Eagles here, already leading 28-0, trying to get more here before the half. Second and 3, Chase going wide right. He had the touchdown here just a moment ago. I formation set, Ramos behind Francois, long count. Hand the ball off, right tackle, stacked up in the backfield and dropped, finishing him off. Looked like Ramos ran into his own man, and Jamison stuffed him at the 31 as Ramos is slow to get up, as it looked like he might have hurt his back or something. We have a stoppage of play. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC 2.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
At Postal Annex, we offer more than convenient packing and shipping. Hi, this is Sheila with Postal Annex, here to tell you about our fantastic variety of office services. Send a fax for just 95 cents a page, or receive one for 50 cents a page. We also offer shredding services for 99 cents a pound, as well as scanning, label printing, laminating, binding, and document printing from disk or email. Need a rubber stamp? We can do that too. Come see us for all your office service needs. That's Postal Annex, Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC 2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Connell, where they cart running back Ramos off the field, limping severely. Third down here for Connell, leading 28-0. 1:27 here to go in the half. Some scores from around the area. It is Kamayakin leading Wahai 20-0 midway through the second quarter. At the end of one, Hanford over Pasco 12-0. Richland in the second quarter leading Chiawana 14-7. And I believe it's also Hanford over Pasco, also in MCC action, 18-0. Here we go, third and 4, toss sweep, right side, Garland trying to get the corner and does, deep into Hawk territory, still going into the secondary, makes two men miss, still going toward the end zone, finally run out of bounds by Marshall inside the 10-yard line, down near the 6. So Garland just picking his way down the field. He gets all the way down to the 6-yard line for a 25-yard gain. Now 14 carries for 165 yards. First and goal Eagles at the Hawks' 6-yard line. Andrew Jeske and Garland, I formation set behind Francois. Turn, hand the ball off right side. Garland, he's just going to follow his blockers, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown with 1:13 to go here in the half, 34-0 on the 6-yard run by senior running back Tristan Garland, as he now has 15 carries, 171 yards, and 2 scores. As Garland had the original touchdown with 10:42 to go in the first quarter, now here at the end of the first half, packs it in with the extra point here by the unknown number 89 for Connell. Ramos is out. Here's a spot kick up. And it is good. 1:13 to go here in the first half. Your score, Connell 35 and College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC 2.
When you're running a business, you need a partner you can count on. At Total Office Concepts, we provide not only workspace design, furniture, and network IT support, we are also experts in phone systems, security systems, and PC repair. From reducing printing costs to wireless connectivity, Total Office Concepts is your one-stop shop for today's technology. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Connell. We're with 1:13 to go. Eagles firmly in control here, 35-0. As I'm trying to figure out who the unknown new backup place kicker is, who just kicked the extra point to make it 35-0. Hawks with, I believe, that is Lemus and Tyner back deep, approaching the ball. Kick is up, end-over-end kick deep, fielded down there. Retreating is the Hawk return man, and it's Lemus. He's going to get dropped out of bounds up at the 25, and a penalty flag comes in, so about a 15-yard return there by Lemus. And I think we're going to have a late hit on the play. After a 15-yard turn return by junior Jordan Lemus. Ball spotted at the 25. We have a horse collar tackle there. Haven't seen that in a while. And, of course, the home crowd just absolutely loves a 15-yard penalty against their team. Just kidding. All right, so 15 yards, moving up to 40. That's the good news. The bad news is the Hawk offense really just done nothing tonight, unable to move the ball at all other than one brief foray into Connell territory. It's been pretty slim pickings for the Hawks offense. They have a first and 10 at their own 40 with 1:05 to go here. Two backs flanking Moreno, Rogers, and Taylor. Two wides left and one right for Connell, as they have a giant, a 5'10", 230-pound nose guard, and we have a stoppage of play, and I think we have illegal procedures. Everything just kind of winds down here in slow motion, and looks like everybody went off one, and the ball was snapped on two. So that'll be illegal procedure. Five-yard mark off, dead ball. Hawks first and 15 now at their own 35 with 1:03 to go here in the first half. 35-0 is the lead for the Connell Eagles. Again, just stay tuned. We have a great halftime interview with campus safety officer Joey Langloy in his second month on duty on the College Place campus. First and 15, Moreno back to pass, looks to throw, looking, fires deep down the field, over the head, and getting undercut there at midfield is the receiver, Tyner. He was open, but the ball sails way over his head, as on the coverage was Salvador Oriza Baltazar. There's a mouthful for you. Incomplete. Second and 15 from the 35 hash mark right. That time Moreno with time to throw just airmailed the ball way over the head of Tyner at midfield. Second and 15 from the 35. Two backs flanking Moreno, two wides left and one right. Moreno in shotgun. It looks like the anxious Connell Eagles jumped off sides, and that will be encroachment. So the 5 yards that the Hawks lost for illegal procedure, they're going to get back. And again, in high school, if anybody crosses that imaginary line on either side of the football, it is a dead ball, and it is a 5-yard penalty. You can't jump off sides, then back on sides in high school. In fact, if you ever want to do some searching on the internet, I've seen some great articles by officials where they explain the difference between the major differences between high school football rules and college and pro rules, such as tackle box and ineligible downfield and things like that. So it'll be second and 10 from the 40. Moreno in shotgun, back to pass, looking to throw, pumping, fires down over the middle. Man is Lindstrom, catches the ball, has a first down at the Connell 37-yard line as he came back for it in the hands of Christopher Fangman. But as it is a first down on a 23-yard pass play from Moreno to Lindstrom into the 37-yard line of Connell. So the first big offensive play for College Place. Clock running at the 37-yard line. Their first down, down to 45 seconds. Moreno in shotgun, flanked by Marshall, three wides left and one right. Long count here for Moreno. Blitz coming, back to pass, fires out in the flat. Bubble screen as Corain is caught, catches the ball, and Reiner just eats him up right at the line of scrimmage. Stoppage of play, timeout, College Place. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC 2.
When's the last time you said, wow, at the grocery store? At Grocery Outlet, we hear it all the time. After all, our wow savings give you 50% off or more. Compared to traditional supermarket prices, these aren't special offers that require a coupon or a club card. These are actual everyday savings on the fresh name brand groceries you love. So you can load up your cart with quality and cut your grocery bill in half. We think wow sums that up quite nicely.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
910 South 9th, Walla Walla. Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
When we went to commercial break, I didn't give you the negative status of that play as it went for a loss of six back to the 43-yard line as our outgoing rodeo queen, outgoing as in she's no longer the rodeo queen, Carissa Stubblefield, she's also an outgoing person too. She's down there administering to our players with the water there with her white muffler around her ears. That is a very brisk and cold night for anybody on the sidelines here. Second and 16 to bring for the Hawks here as they called a timeout here with 29 seconds to go. And I'm just going to kind of scan some action here around the Inland Empire as I can here in a moment. Again, stay tuned for that great halftime interview with our campus safety officer, Joey Langlois, second and 16 for the Hawks. Also going to give you some updates, hopefully, during the halftime on Hawks sports coming up this week. Second and 16, Marshall to flank Moreno, double wides either side from the Connell 43-yard line. Moreno in shotgun, snap back, looking to throw, all kinds of pressure, fires left side. That ball is almost picked off as stepping in front was Moreno in front of Corain down at about the 35-yard line. If Reiner catches that ball, he has nothing but green grass in front of him. It falls incomplete, and fortunately for the Hawks, it's third and 16 at the 43-yard line of Connell. So we're down to 24 seconds to go in the half. Connell up 35-0 here as they're just smarting from that 24-21 loss to Royal last week. Three wides out right and one left. Marshall flanking Moreno in the backfield. One man off wide left. Connell again shows blitz. Back to pass. Moreno looking to throw, running for dear life off to the right side. Fires out in the flat way over the head of Lindstrom. Down near the 35-yard line. Dinas chasing Moreno, and Moreno just feverishly trying to get away. Fourth down now, fourth down and 16 at the 43-yard line, looking to get the ball spotted here with 18 seconds to go. Moreno's going to get the play in from Moreno, and College Place is going to go for it. It's like, what do you have to lose when you're down 35-0? Your offense has really done not much except for a 23-yard pass play just a moment ago from Moreno to Lindstrom. Hawks are going to go for it here just inside their left hash mark. Going to send three wides out right and Corain off to the left. It's Tyner, Taylor, and Lindstrom off here to the long side of the field in front of the Hawks bench. Moreno in shotgun. Connell with eight men in the box looking to blitz. Back to pass. Moreno looking to throw, in trouble, rolls, and now he's going to get just dumped and dropped. Dinas coming in from his right tackle spot. Almost nobody blocked him, it looks like, and Moreno is hit back inside College Place territory back at the 48-yard line. So a loss of nine on that sack by Dinas, and College Place turns it over on downs at their own 48-yard line. So it was a promising drive there for a while to the Connell 37. Then they retreat and go backwards here with 14 seconds to go. They're going to come out with Garland behind Francois. One man slotted left. Wise to either side. Long count. Hand the ball off up the middle. Garland is tripped up from behind. Is knifing in there is Rooney with a stop at the 41-yard line. Give Garland a gain of 7 on the play. And I think that's going to do it here for the half. It will. At the end of one half of play here from Connell, your score, the Connell Eagles 35, College Place Hawks nothing. We'll come up with all the action here and the interview with Campus Safety Officer Joey Langlois and a recap of the first half action after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Even the toughest vehicle needs regular maintenance to keep cruising for years to come. Avoid the aggravation and excessive cost. Stop by McCurley Integrity Toyota for amazing fall service and maintenance specials going on right now. Our expert staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and efficient. They understand how valuable your time is, and we'll have you in, out, and on the road in no time. Take advantage of $20 off lube, oil, and filter change, tire rotation, car wash alignment inspection, and wiper blade replacement. See us today and receive a complimentary, comprehensive vehicle inspection from McCurley Integrity Toyota's trusted, skillful technicians, or 12% off any recommended service. Whether you need an oil change, brake inspection, tire rotation, or fluids replenished, we're here to keep your vehicle running and looking like new. Hurry into McCurley Integrity Toyota in Walla Walla for all your vehicle service and maintenance needs. And for more details or to schedule your service appointment, visit McCurleyToyota.com.
See dealer for details. Office expires 11/30/2017.
Connors Flooring and Design is having a garage sale on a commercial scale. Connors October Overstock Sale will help us clear out our very full warehouse. That means deep discounts of up to 50% on quality carpet, sheet vinyl, porcelain tile, vinyl planks, and lots of remnants. As always, Connors Flooring and Design offers free estimates and installation scheduling with the best local licensed flooring installers around. Connors Flooring and Design, 536 Northeast C Street, College Place.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to the Hawks Talk Halftime Show. It's time for Focusing on the Hawks, featuring SRO and Police Officer Joey Langlois. Thank you for joining us, Joey.
Thank you.
When did you decide to become a police officer?
Well, I've always wanted to be one since I was a little kid, so I just tested pretty much any opportunity I had and got the opportunity to do so. Here I am. So, yeah, it's been a childhood thing. So,
what did you like most about high school, and what was your greatest challenge?
I definitely liked being, like, obviously every day with my friends. I think that was the biggest thing, was just being with them every day. I would say a challenge is, you know, just getting through, studying, you know, trying to do the best you can. I had some struggles occasionally because I would like to go out and do things after class instead of doing the homework.
How does your own past as a former high school student impact the way you approach your job?
So, I mean, obviously, it gives you a perspective now. I'm a school resource officer, so I'm in the school. You know, now you can relate to the kids because have had experience, past experiences and stuff like that. You've already been there and done it. So a lot of the stuff that you're, you know, be hit with is going to be stuff that probably was going on when I was in school. Maybe a little bit different. Different circumstance, but it's going to be pretty much the same. That I can relate back to anybody that comes with me that's a student that might have an obstacle or something they're trying to get over, or maybe it's something that's criminal or whatever it might be, but I can relate to them because I was there before. Mm-hmm.
What was the process for qualifying for the police force, physical and knowledge tests in particular?
4 things. It's push-ups, sit-ups, the mile and a half run, and then the sprint. Past that, then you go to a written test. The state actually has a test that they provide, but a written portion. There was a multiple choice portion of it, and then there was actually some practical stuff. Like they would show you a video on the screen, and then how would you solve this problem? Mm-hmm. An interview, initial interview, and then after that, if you pass that, then you will get a chief interview, and then they select you, your background investigation, your polygraph test, your physical and a psychological test. After you get through that, you go through the Criminal Justice Training Commission, their basic law enforcement academy, which is 19 and a half weeks.
How did you become the school safety officer?
We had the issue, the assaults in June, and then that, I think that kind of pushed everybody to the point where they realize they really need one, especially with you guys having four classes this year. For the first time ever, I think it was important that now we have the students to make it. And there was a lot of talk this summer between the administration and the department on, you know, what do we need to do to make it work? And I had spent a lot of time in here already, so I had already kind of, once that all happened, I kind of took it personal and wanted to help everybody here. So I spent a lot of time. I did a couple things with some students. I did obviously the little dance. It was a big hit.
What goes through your mind as you walk onto our campus each day?
When I get here, I hope and pray that you know, today's not the day, but I walk around the perimeter of the school a couple times a week. I constantly am paying attention to people in class. The worst thing that could happen for us is we have something like an active shooter or something that we had like we had last year. I pay attention to people. I make sure that, you know, I don't see anything that's out of line and you know, I interact with people as much as I can so that I can either deter something or I can pick it up before it gets big. So it's just to stay pretty proactive and stay on my feet. And
what do you find as the greatest challenge in your role as a school safety officer?
Right now for me is just, you know, we've never had one here. It's just getting something established that's going to work. We don't want to be too, you know, right down the line because people are going to figure out what we do. And if they're wanting to do something bad, they're going to because I'm predictable. So I don't want to be too predictable, but I want to have some sort of routine that works for all the principals. I want to know the expectations, which is something we're going to get through hopefully the end of this month is on what they would like me to do. And hopefully I can develop something with their input and figure out something that's going to work. I'm a cop, but I'm also a person. And if I'm somebody you can come to, I'm not, you know, just because I wear a uniform doesn't mean that I'm not there for you guys. Mm-hmm. And really that's a big challenge right now because you guys have never had one. I come into school and I have a lot of people that are appreciative of that, and I can see that they are. And then a lot of people that I can see kind of hesitant of, well, why is he here? And, you know, so that's another, that's a challenge. It's in itself is the students, and it's another challenge in administration and the staff. And they see how we act, and it's always bad. It's never good. So I'm hoping that I can be that positive role for everybody.
Do you think that coming to school in a uniform kind of wards off children to, like, trust you or to, like, depending on whether or not what they can tell you? Because being in high school, you can assume what happens with a lot of teenagers.
Sure.
What happens in this point of a transitional moment of life? Do you think it's harder for students to kind of come to you with situations or kind of say things around you because you are in a police uniform?
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of this is coming from. So, you know, because I there's a lot of students that I say hi to every day, and I get absolutely nothing in return. And that's okay. I don't expect it for everybody to think that way. I don't expect everybody to want to just be buddy to buddy with me. I'm not their buddy. You know, I'm somebody that they can come up to and talk to. And I hope that in some aspects they can trust me. The uniform is a big thing for them because maybe those people have already had interactions with police on the street. Everybody understands the reason I'm here is not because I want to change everybody and I want to change their way of doing things. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here, though, if they need me, that they can rely on me and they can trust me in taking care of my job and my duty. Students say, well, you're intimidating. I don't want that image. I want them to respect that image for everybody else, but I want them to be able to come talk to me. And I don't want to be intimidating. I want them to come ask me questions and come tell me. Yeah, use me as what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Because that's what this is. My whole thing is that if I can change one person's life, and I hope that I can curb them, and if they're going down the wrong path, if I can say something that's going to get them the right way, or if they need help and they need to get something taken care of, I hope that I can help them, that issue resolved, and they can go about their business.
What do you see as your primary role at the middle and elementary school levels?
Definitely at their level is a role model. I'm not their disciplinarian. That's what a principal's for. That's what supervisors at the school's for or whatever. But I hope that for that coming age, as they're growing up, that they can see that I'm in the school and that I'm just a human being and that I care for everybody and I treat them all with respect. I'm hoping that if they don't have that they can look at me and say, yeah, that's somebody that I want to be, I want to respect, because we are having that lack already with kids coming up. They don't care for the authority, but hopefully that they see me as somebody they can look up to, they can see me as somebody they can come talk to or, you know, slap my hand in the hall or whatever. And I hope that as they grow up, they're used to seeing us, they're used to understanding us, and they're used to that trust. And so it's not something that they, you know, they need to build later on. They already have it growing up. So you know, we're not what they see on TV. Mm-hmm. Most of these kids, I mean, it's amazing that they have a freaking cell phone, you know, that they can look at and look at their cell phone during lunch. And it's amazing to me because I didn't have that when I was a kid. So all they see is what they see on, you know, perception's reality. So they watch YouTube and Facebook and they see all these things that we're doing bad.
And negative stuff tends to...
Yes, and that builds that callus and all this stuff for them so that they don't see... that the reason we're really here for that is for them and so that they could be safe in this school, you know, and that they can use us for resource. So I'm hoping that I can bridge that gap from them for what they see on TV to what is really reality is the fact we are there for them. You know, that's why this position's I think is a pretty influential position because there's people that I think already have that vision of, oh, well, they're all bad, you know, and that's not true. You know, we're not, I bet you it's 99% of us are all great. You know, there may be 1% that's bad, but the 1% is what's on the media. So that's what they see. So yeah, I'm hoping that we can just let them know. And hopefully as they get older, they, you know, they've already been through it. They've seen us in the school. They get used to us being there and that they can 100% rely on us when they need us.
All right, thank you, Joey. This has been Focusing on the Hawks. We'll continue after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Everyday life can be overwhelming. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you work outside the home as well, finding time for it all can be challenging. One way to reclaim time for what you love is by getting some help around the house. That's where handmade cleaning comes in. We offer a new generation of cleaning and restoration concepts. We at Handmade Cleaning specialize in the interior beautification of homes and apartments just like yours. We bring everything we need to clean your home. To learn more, visit handmadecleaning.com.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Yes, we're right in the midst of football season, but it's almost basketball season already at the YMCA. We have a variety of basketball leagues and camps for children of all ages. For 4- and 5-year-olds, we have Rookie Basketball League, where you can teach your child about the game of basketball right alongside our YMCA coaches. We also have 9 other leagues for kindergartners through 8th graders. You can register online at www.ymca.org or call 525-8863.
Keeping abreast of local community news, sports, and information in the Walla Walla Valley is now easier than ever with your smartphone, tablet, or computer. Visit unionbulletin.com and get the best in local sports and photography, plus trusted, need-to-know local news and information, and online classifieds. The Union Bulletin is proud to support the Valley's communities and schools. Join the conversation at unionbulletin.com. That's union-bulletin.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Eagle Stadium here in Connell, counting down the end of the first half. Halftime, I should say, with Connell leading 35-0. Here's a recap of the action. Connell won the toss, elected to receive. College Place kicked off, and Connell got at their own 27-yard line, and it was apparent early on that their starting quarterback, the Eagles' starting quarterback, Austin Smith, was not going to come out tonight. The offense was pretty simple on that first drive. It was senior running back Tristan Garland out of Wildcat carrying the ball 3 times for 73 yards, and he capped it with a 38-yard run with 10:42 to go in the first quarter. And after Luis Ramos' kick, it was 7-0. Connell would then kick off on a high short right to the just beyond midfield stripe. Excuse me. And 2 College Place players went for it, and it caromed off them back toward the kicking team. And Connell was in business right around midfield. And they would just simply drive it right down the field where senior running back Luis Ramos would score from 26 yards out with 9:21 to go. And just a little less than 3 minutes into the game, and Connell was up 14-0. Again, the Eagles kicked off. This time the ball hit at about the Hawk 34-yard line in front of up man David Rogers and just kicked away from him as he went to try to field it. He did call a fair catch, but it landed short of him, kicked back again toward the kicking team, and Connell recovered at the Hawk 34-yard line where they were turned back on downs. They got down to the College Place 11-yard line, but that drive stalled. College Place held and had a first and 10 and finally had a possession at their own 11-yard line. But then it was three and out, and Moreno punted, got off a booming 56-yard punt to the Connell 33-yard line. No return, so that was the good news there for the Hawks. But again, it was the Tristan Garland show, along with some runs by Zane Andruski and then a 10-yard run by Kevin Francois, got the Eagles within striking distance, where again Ramos would score off tackle untouched, and he went in with 1:34 to go in the first quarter to make it 21-0. Connell would then kick off. This time College Place covered at their own 44-yard line, unable to go in anywhere with it. And Connell would get the ball back where they would drive down, aided by, I believe that was a drive, they were aided by a 15-yard personal foul penalty. Whatever the case, the drive ended with a 10-yard pass play on a timing route, clear two-thirds of the way across the field on the throw from Francois, and a diving catch on the near side here by receiver Silas Chase, Jr., 6'3", 205. He hauled it in a diving catch with a tight coverage by Rogers, and it was 28-0 Connell. And then just here late in the first half, it was Tristan Garland carrying it in from 6 yards out. And I'm trying to get the number of the number 89 who made the extra point and has been kicking off since Ramos went out with a leg injury on that last drive. At the half, stats here for Connell. They're led in rushing by senior Tristan Garland, 16 carries, 178 yards. That's an 11.1 average per carry and 2 scores. Ramos, who has since left the game, 10 carries, 65 yards, and 2 scores, and also 4 extra points. And then 3 other players carried the ball as well. Passing, freshman Kayon Francois, 3 for 8, 1 interception. That by Cam Lindstrom, stopping a Connell drive at their own 25. He's thrown for 32 yards and the 1 score. To Silas Chase, other receptions by Braden Chavez and Peyton Reiner. 3 penalties, 35 yards for Connell, and they have just the 1 turnover on the interception that Francois threw to Lindstrom. Total offense here, first half, 275 yards rushing and 32 yards passing for Connell for a total of 37 yards total offense. Hawks offensively, I wish I could talk about some, but there really isn't much to talk about. They're led in rushing by David Rogers, 5 carries, minus 5 yards. They have minus 18 yards in rushing. Passing Moreno, pausing here for a second here. Moreno 5 for 10, but only 16 yards. That coming mainly on a 23-yard pass play there late in the first half. From Moreno to Lindstrom down to the Connell 37, but College Place going backwards from there to their own 48-yard line. Lindstrom 3 receptions for 21 yards. College Place 3 penalties for 25 yards. Total offense, minus 18 yards rushing, 16 yards passing, minus 2 net, and then the 1 turnover on the muffed kickoff on the second kickoff by Connell. So here at halftime, it is 35-0 Connell, and we're about ready to start action here as Connell huddling on the left side, and College Place will receive to move from right to left. Just want to remind you, the College Place Booster Club is excited to announce new membership opportunities for the 27-18 school year. Booster Club funds help all College Place students across a variety of endeavors. The College Place Booster Club has a goal of helping as many students as possible. If you're interested in becoming a Booster Club member, we have individual memberships starting as low as $25. Please contact a Booster Club member near you. And again, I have an unknown number 89 who is not on my roster. I'm not even going to guess who that is. It might be Osman Tene. He looks to be about 5'10". Other than that, he's got yellow shoes, and he's teeing it off at the 40 with Lemus and Tyner retreating at their own 10-yard line here to start action here in the second half, 35-0 against the third-ranked Connell Eagles, who, to me, mysteriously dropped from second to third in the state after a three-point loss to Royal. Kickoff, high end-over-end boot, fair catch called for through the hands of the receiver and diving for it. And there's a scramble at the 28-yard line as coming up was, Lindstrom, and he finally does cover it at the 29-yard line, so essentially no gain on that return. Looks like he might have been able to return it there, but as it is, Lindstrom covers at the 29, where the Hawks will take over first and 10. Their initial possession of the second half here. Let's see, it was 21-7, Richland over Chiawana. Hanford leads Pasco 24-3 at halftime. Wahai was down 20-0 the last time I saw second quarter. And those are all the updates we have. Moreno in shotgun, flanked by one back, back to pass. Moreno looks to throw, pumps, fires deep down the flip field, and its ball is picked off, coming the other way by Ramos inside the 40, the 35, the 20, inside the 10. It's, nobody's going to touch Ramos. Actually, one person touches Ramos. Down there near the goal line, there's a hit, but Ramos is going to take that in from, 43 yards on the pick there. And interception. I think it was Moreno trying to make the touchdown-saving tackle, but that's going to be all for naught. And the pick by Ramos takes it back. I'm going to call that unofficially a 45-yard interception return by Ramos for the score. He takes it in as he obviously looks to be much healthier than before. Line set, spot, kick is up. They had a man moving, none. No matter, 89 kicks it through, and 11:43 to go. It's 42-0 Connell. That's to go in the third quarter. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
Have you checked your calendar? It's National Karistan Month at Walla Walla Carpet One. This is the perfect time to buy the soft, luxurious new floor you've always wanted, instead of the one you thought you had to settle for. At Walla Walla Carpet One, we have the lowest prices of the season on our entire stock of Karistan carpets. So much to choose from and so much to save. Hurry in to see Walla Walla Carpet One today. Once National Karistan Month is over, so are the savings. Walla Walla Carpet One, 1611 West Rose Street in the Shopko parking lot.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back to Eagles Field as a kicker slips on the kickoff, taken by the upband Marshall up at the 23-yard line, hit as he crosses the 30, gets up to the 33-yard line. Kyler Tyner waving his arms like somebody has committed a grievous sin against him. 10-yard return by Marshall up to the 33, first and 10 there for College Place. On their second play of the half, it's Ramos picking off the Moreno pass at about the 45, taking it back all the way back down the field for a Connell score. They're up 42-0 as we will now have running clock with a 40-point difference here in the second half. Moreno with Rogers, pistol set behind him, double wides either side. First and 10's Hawks, their own 43. Rogers shifts to his left here against the four-man front. Moreno going to hand the ball off left side. Rogers, that hole just closes in a hurry, is filling the gap there. Antonio Herman stopping Rogers at the 40, we'll call it the 42-yard line. Loss of one on that play. And how many negative plays have we seen tonight? If I was to count them, which I hate to do, but I'm going to anyway, 7, 8, 9 negative offensive plays for College Place, 7 rushing and 2 passing. Second and 11, Hawks at their own 42-yard line here, beginning action here in the third quarter after the pick six by Luis Ramos. Rogers again flanking Moreno, three wides out right, snap back. Moreno looking to throw, in trouble, fires, and he's going to airmail it into the feet of Corain up near the 40-yard line, well short of the receiver, incomplete, and it'll bring up third down and long, third and 11. Tonight, Moreno 5 for 12, one interception, 16 yards in the air. So third down and 11, Hawks at their own 32-yard line. Again, they do have just the one first down tonight on the 23-yard pass play late in the first half from Moreno to Lindstrom. Again, we're having a running clock here, second half, third down and 11. Moreno flanked by Rogers, three wides out right and one left for the white-shirted College Place Hawks. Moreno in shotgun again, back to pass, looking to throw, pumping, fires downfield, caught Corain, short of the first down, spins out of bounds up at the 48-yard line. So Axel with a 38-yard line. Axel with a 6-yard completion. And that'll bring up fourth down for the Hawks. Corain, his second reception of the night. I think this will be punting time again. Fourth and four, we'll call it, from the 38. And the Hawks are going to come out, and they look like they're going for it here. Fourth and four, three wides out right and one left. No quit here in College Place. Fourth and four, Moreno in shotgun, eyes the defense, snap back, back to pass, looks to throw, pumps, fires way over the head of Corain up at midfield. As it looked like they weren't quite on the same page, Corain just on a little old-fashioned term we called that was the button hook or the curl inside. It's Moreno putting the ball 5 yards over his head, incomplete. So College Place turns the ball over on downs at their own 38-yard line. So great field position here for Connell. Actually, we'll call it it's really more like the 39-yard line where the Eagles would take over here. First and 10. Come out with that diamond set again with two backs surrounding Francois with Garland behind him. First and 10 from the 39. Hawks with a four-man front. Count by Francois. Long count here. Snap back, dropping the ball through the legs of Tristan Garland. Now he retreats, drives forward, spins, and he's going to be knocked short of the first down of the line, original line of scrimmage back at the 41-yard line. So a disaster there on the handoff from Francois to Garland, and he's swallowed up for a 3-yard loss. Looked like Jameson finishing him off there. Making that a team loss of a loss of 3 back to the 41. Second and 13, hash mark left. Initial possession of the second half for the Connell Eagles, leading 42-0 here with 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Diamond set again in the backfield with Garland behind Francois, wide to either side. Four-man Hawk front. Francois hands the ball up the middle of Garland, breaks one tackle, and he's finally pinned up and Cam Lindstrom just stands him up and drives him back at the 35-yard line. Gain of 6 on the carry by Garland, but great open field tackle by the senior Lindstrom. Third down as Connell has to get down to the 28-yard line. Third and 6, hash mark left from the Hawks 34. Connell moving from left to right from the east side of the end zone. I formation set with Andrew Jeske and Garland. Hand the ball off tackle. Garland drives forward near a first down, puts the knee down to about the 29-yard line. Looks like a gain of 5 by Garland. But that'll bring up a 4th and 1. And right back comes Connell from the ball spotted actually right at the 30-yard line. 3rd and 1, we'll call it, from the 30. I formation set. Hand the ball up the middle. Garland just kind of hops, jumps into the Hawk backfield, and he's still going inside the 15 down to the 11-yard line as he just patiently waited for his blocking, and then he jumped into the defensive backfield of the Hawks, and he has a first down at the College Place 11-yard line. And another first down, Tristan Garland, 19 carries, 208 yards, and two touchdowns. He has been a load tonight defensively to try to stop for the College Place Hawks. Andrew Jeske, again, I formation set. He's the fullback. Garland dots the I behind Francois under center. One man slotted right, and we have a wide to the right side. Long count, Francois. He pump fakes. Now he's looking. Waits, fires over the middle. That ball picked off by Lindstrom right at the goal line. Coming up the other way to the 10, the 15. There's a block. Flag down. As we had an illegal block back at the 10-yard line. But Lindstrom, again, has an interception. He's the flag rests at the 10. So give Garland, give Lindstrom a 10-yard return. He's been pretty much the lone bright spot tonight for College Place with two interceptions and a 23-yard reception. And that's going to be an illegal block. And it's, again, the flag rests the 10. So that'll be a half the distance to the goal. They're calling that a personal foul. Not exactly sure what the call was there. It was a blind block. But the Hawks will get the ball at their own 5-yard line after the markoff here. First and 10 at their own 5 with 4:42 to go in the third quarter. Can we do have a running clock here with a 42-0 Connell lead? But Lindstrom with his second pick of the night and his fourth now of the season. Hawks come out first and 10. Rogers flanking Marino. Three wides left and one right. Marino, count, hands the ball off Rogers in the backfield. He's kind of pigeon-toes forward, gets up to the line of scrimmage. As Rogers is trying to find some running room, not much there, but does get back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10, Hawks at their own 5-yard line. Down to about 4 minutes to go here. And I do have a name here for a mysterious number 89 from the Connell Athletic Director. I like to keep accurate statistics, and that's what I've got here. Out they come, second and 10, Hawks at their own 5-yard line, second and 10 from the 5 after the no gain by Rogers. Marino in shotgun, flanked by Rogers. Three wides left, one right as Marino directing traffic back there. Line set back. No, he's going to hand the pump fake, fires over the middle. That ball at the feet of Tyner. He was open up at the 15. Marino waiting for him to come free, but then just puts the ball right at his feet there. As Miguel just having a hard time with that wind, apparently trying to get his timing down as well. Third and 10 from the 5. I think we have a final tonight, actually, from Houston. Last time I saw it was 7-1 Astros in the ninth inning, and that was the final score. So the Houston Astros have forced a Game 7 with the New York Yankees, with the World Series coming up, and then the Los Angeles Dodgers awaiting. Third and 10 from the 5. Moreno flanked by Rogers. Three wides out to the left. We have a Hawk break out of his stance. And now the ball snapped. Moreno's like, I'm not going anywhere with this. I think that was a dead ball. And it was illegal procedure. The good news is that'll be essentially only a 2-yard penalty, half the distance of the goal. The bad news is for College Place is it puts them back at their own 3-yard line here with a third down and 12. At their own 3 with 2:12 and counting here. Third quarter, Connell leading 42-0. Still trying to get some more updates here from the Inland Empire. Hawks come out with three wides out left and one right. Looks like Connell still has their starting defense in there. Marino rolled to his left, looks to throw, fires out in the flat, and it's just way over the head. And actually, two receivers, Tyner and Corrine, kind of in the same area, but that ball falls incomplete. Fourth down, punting time again for the Hawks. And Marino will be back near his end line. He had a lot of pressure on his previous punt, barely got it off with Ramos bearing down on him. So Marino will be like just within about a yard of the back end line of the goal line. and return man Garland standing at the Hawks 37-yard line. Now David Rogers coming off, realizing he's the 12th man on the field as he comes running off here. Snap is high. Marino goes back, and he's going to step out of the back of the end zone. So we have a safety, 2 points, and with 59 seconds to go here in the third quarter, your score, Connell 44, Hawks nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGC2.
Free donuts, anyone? Listen closely, and we'll tell you how to get them. But first, we want you to know that the hometown feel is alive and well at Walla Walla's Harvest Foods. We're big Hawks fans, and we're just so happy to be sponsoring Hawks Radio on KGDC2. Locally owned and operated, Walla Walla's Harvest Foods has an in-store post office and a deli that offers some of the best lunch deals in town. And for a limited time, text KGDC Donuts to 71441 to get two free donuts. That's KGDC Donuts to 71441. Walla Walla's Harvest Foods. Go Hawks!
What do you get when you mix together top quality ingredients, fresh produce from Andes, and the love of a family filled with red-blooded, meat-eating, God-fearing, flag-waving Americans who crave the tradition of a down-home American diner? You get Walt's Place, Walla Walla's destination diner. We offer a 10% discount to those folks fighting for and saving our lives. Police officers, firefighters, DOC, doctors, and nurses. I'm Dominic Mullins, and I'd love to invite you to try our family's diner for some breakfast or lunch. Walt's Place, 1129 South 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla. Come join the family.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So after the safety, College Place will kick off from their own 20. Here's some updates here. Royal leads Columbia Burbank 48-7 and stop the presses. Royal gave up a touchdown to somebody other than the Connell Eagles. 8:49 to go in the third. Royal 48-7. Richland's lead has been cut to 21-14 on a 60-yard pass play. Chiawana starting the third quarter cuts it down to 21-14. Southridge over Kennewick 7-6 in their crosstown battle. So Moreno will kick off from his own 20 with Ramos and Garland back deep at their own 35. Again, it is a free kick after the safety. That ball snapped out of the end zone, and Moreno, unable to stay in the field to play, kind of toe-danced, but had to step out of the back of the end zone. He will kick off from the 20, and here is your boot. End-over-end boot, going to take it to Ramos at the 32-yard line, up the field to the 40, crossing midfield, cuts out left side, diving attempt by Jamison, at least stop him and slow his momentum, and he is stopped at the Hawk 48-yard line. So give Ramos a 17-yard return after the free kick by Moreno. So great field position here for Connell, leading 44-0 now and clock running. And I think that'll probably, I'll just wait here to see if they get a playoff. The offense does come up to the line of scrimmage. So they might run one here. They're going to run Wildcat with Tristan Garland. In motion, Andrew Jeske. Snap back, Garland right up the middle, left side. He goes into Hawks territory. One breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles, three tackles. Still going inside the 25. Actually dropped at the 25 is Garland as we end action here in the third quarter. Your score after three, Connell 44. College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Remember last winter, bundled up in layers, trying to keep warm and comfortable inside your home? Well, Total Comfort Solutions can save you a bundle and a few layers. Replace that old, inefficient heating system with a qualifying Lennox home comfort system and receive up to $1,600 in rebates or get up to 72 months, no interest financing. For complete details, call Total Comfort Solutions, 509-392-6567 or visit us at comfortrightdayornight.com. Offer ends November 24th.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back to Eagles Stadium here in Connell as we start the fourth quarter. Eagles leads 44-0, and now it is Tristan Garland with 231 yards rushing. Probably the most yardage I've seen in a game since 5 years ago when Wahai senior Jonah Ho went for 441 yards and a state record at the time against Pasco. First and 10, it'll be Wildcat set again with Garland in the shotgun. Takes it out the right side, the whole side of the Hawks defense collapses. It's a foot race into the end zone, and it's a dive for the pylon down there near the goal line. I think that was Lindstrom with a touchdown-saving tackle, but not before Garland takes it down to the one-yard line just short of the end zone. He's off to the races for 24 yards on the Wildcat keeper. Again, Connell is still out there starting offense in the game here, fourth quarter, up 44-0. Garland in Wildcat, three receivers bunched right, one left, long count, snap back, and Garland just takes the ball, and he's just going to walk right into the end zone, no problem. One-yard touchdown run, third score of the night for Garland, now 22 carries, 256 yards, and three touchdowns as he takes it in here from 11 with 11:14 to go in the fourth quarter on a one-yard run, his third such touchdown of the night. Ulysses Cano in for the extra point for Connell, now that I know who he is. Line set, spot, kick is low, picked up by Cano. He's going to roll to his right, break one tackle, and finally get buried. No, he's not. He still drives forward. Now he's buried back at the 10, and they stop him for no point. 11:14 to go here in the game. Your score, Connell 50, College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Cano to tee it off here again from the 40, 50 to nothing, Connell. High end-over-end boot going to be fielded down there by, I believe that's Rogers, no, Corain at the 15. And he is hit hard and dropped up at about the 24-yard line. Big stick down there by number 11, who is another player that is not on my roster. Can you see a little theme there? 10-yard return by Tyner. As we'll see if Connell finally might wave the white flag with their offense and their defense, but I still see there a lot of their starters coming out here in the persons of Chavez, Herman, Fangman, let's see here, Salvador, Ariza Baltazar, they're all out there. Here comes Sear Dinas. They're not letting up at all. 50 to nothing with Rogers flanking Moreno in the backfield, three wides out left. Snap back, Moreno hands the ball off. Rogers hitting the backfield, dropped, and just throwing back like a cheap something as he's hit hard and Rogers slow to get up. They're going to give him forward progress to the 25-yard line, no gain. And Rogers is going to stay seated there at the 25. It's going to be giving me an opportunity to talk about some action on the College Place campus this week. Some of the senior girls seeing some of their final action of their high school careers. First of all, this Tuesday, it'll be soccer, 6 o'clock at Mabton. And it'll be volleyball, 6:30 at Columbia Burbank. That's Tuesday night. Then Thursday evening, big thing to put on your calendar here, cross country at 3:30 p.m. up at Natchez Valley at Apple Ridge Cross Country Course. It'll be the all-league district meet for the Hawk runners, both girls and boys. And, again, an opportunity for the Hawks teams and individuals potentially qualify for the state meet right out of districts. Then we'll be in action for the homecoming football game and the final home game of the season next Friday, 7 o'clock at Hawk Stadium, the home game against Columbia Burbank. And what's to happen after that is still yet to see. The Hawks are hoping to possibly have a crossover on, if my math is correct, Friday, November 3rd. But we'll have to wait and see about that. We do know we have the home game next week for homecoming. Tomorrow night, Washington State trying to bounce back after that 37-3 loss at Cal last week. They host Colorado, 7:45 p.m. on ESPN. Eastern Washington is at Southern Utah on Pluto TV, channel 234, tomorrow at 4:05. As we have some movement, Hawks running the play there and jumping off sides. Actually moving for the Hawks was the right guard. 5-yard penalty. Going to move it back to the 20-yard line, first and 15. Clock running, 9:15 to go here in the game. 50-0 Connell. A few substitutions in here. Azeel Heron in the defensive line for Connell, but still out there. I see Antonio Herman. I see Dinas. They're all league, either both ways, all league players still out there with a 50-0 lead. Second and 15, Hawks now with Daniel Garcia, a newcomer to the Hawk lineup here. He is out in the backfield, hand the ball up the middle, and it's Marshall. Actually, that's Schwartz, just driving forward, short gain, dives into the line for a gain. I'm going to correct myself again. That was not Schwartz. That was Marshall, actually, for a 5-yard gain. Third down and 10. Back to the original line of scrimmage up at the 25. Clock running again. 8:20 to go here in the contest. 50-0. Trying to see if I get any more updates here. Kamiakin up on Wahai, 33-0. I believe that's in the third quarter. Third and 10, three wides out left and one right with Miguel Moreno in shotgun. Back to pass, Moreno looking to throw, pumps, fires out in the flat, caught. Lindstrom right up near the first down marker. He will be short. I'm going to call it the 34-yard line. Looks like it'd bring up fourth down. Fourth down and a long yard as the Hawks at the 34 need to cross the 35. Lindstrom with his fourth reception of the night. And the Hawks are not going to back down. They're going to try forward again here. It's like, hey, we're down 50-0. What do we have to lose? Fourth and a long one. Hawks hash mark right, moving from left to right now at their own 34. 7:20 to go here, fourth quarter and clock running. Two backs in the backfield. And again, we have a Hawk right tackle move. And that'll make that decision an easy one as they go from fourth and one to fourth and six. And again, just mental errors there. That's not anything to do with your opponent. That's just losing your focus, jumping off sides. And they're going to decide to punt the ball, will the Hawks, from their own now 29-yard line, trailing 50-0 here in the fourth. Can it be missed at Houston forcing game seven in the ALCS, the 7-1 win over the New York Yankees with Justin Verlander doing the honors pitching for the Astros tonight. Fourth down, punting time here as Connell just not showing much interest in sending anybody back deep here on fourth and six. High snap. Moreno goes to get it, kicks it away. Again, kicks it under the arm, this time of Dinas. Takes a huge college place bounce into Connell territory up at the 43-yard line. So it's doing the math here, it's a 28-yard punt as, again, Moreno with Dinas all over him back there. Looked like it was a sure block, and it goes right under the arm of Dinas, just like earlier in the first half. under the arm of Ramos, and Moreno able to get it off, get a little bit of a roll there. And I have that, again, as a 28-yard penalty. Again, this side wind playing havoc, although it's actually died down to relatively nothing here. The flag is actually limp there at the west end zone. I formation set, actually single back set, wide, two wides left, one right. And Garland is in a quarterback, will hand off to a new player. Then we have a late flag come in. And I think that was Chavez or Tuttle. I think it was Tuttle on the carry. Give him a gain of 4 yards. Tuttle, I believe that's his first, actually his second carry of the night. Ball spotted up at the 47-yard line. Flag rests at about the 49. Might have had something to do with the tackle. Again, we're on the visitor's side of the field. The official is way. Can they say? They're going to say it was a hold. Wait, it's a hold against College Place, and yet they're getting, that can't be holding. That must have been, they're giving them the yardage and the penalty, so I'm assuming that was face mask and not holding, where they would get the yardage and the 5-yard penalty. So it'll bring up a first and, should be first and two. Hand the ball off to Tuttle, gets the first down, just lowers the shoulder, gets down to the 41. Tuttle for 3 yards and a first down. Garland in under center at quarterback now, backup for Connell. First and 10 as Tuttle gets down to the, we'll check that, the 46-yard line with 4:32 to go and counting, 50 to nothing here, Connell, as they have dominated on both sides of the ball tonight. See if I can get some updates here while we're still in action, as Garland will be under center. Tuttle, who's ordinarily the blocking back for Garland, he is a single back set in the backfield. Garland, long count. He's going to pitch the ball off left side through the hands of Tuttle, goes to get it, catches it on one hop, lowers his shoulder, and might have gotten back to check that. It'll be a loss of one back to the 47-yard line. I'm going to give Tuttle minus one on that, as he had to go back and get that ball, and it dribbled up once but then popped right up into his hands. So the second time Connell's put the ball on the turf tonight, second and 11, hash mark left from the Hawk 47-yard line. Now down to 3:40. We've had a running clock for most of the second half, with Connell now leading 50 to nothing. I don't have any further updates for you here at this time. Just going to say again that Eastern Washington is at Southern Utah tomorrow, 4:05. It's either Big Sky TV or Pluto TV online. You can catch that game. They're going to come out with Wildcat formation. Tristan Garland with Tuttle in motion across the formation. And now we have a stoppage of play. And they just took too long to run that play. 5-yard mark off here. Ball was spotted at the 47. And Connell's going to call timeout. And so will we. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Tristan Reiner, Garland throws the ball to Reiner, who just takes it on a bubble screen. He's running all over the field. gets down to the Hawk 27-yard line, but a flag comes in behind the play, because I believe we're going to have a hold. Yes, we are, with the flag resting at the 38-yard line. So that's a 3-yard pass from Garland to Reiner, and then mark off the 10-yard holding penalty. As they ended up not calling, not charging Kyle with 5 yards on the delay, they said they got a timeout off in time. So spot the ball back to the Connell side of the field, the 46, clock running down to 2 minutes. Again, their starters are still out there. I see 8 different starters on the offensive line still in under center as Cutter Easterday. They've got Garland in Wildcat set. 4 starters over here, all bunched to the left. They're not bothering going to the bench here. Second and very long here for Connell. Man in motion, tunnel across the formation, faking the handoff, keeping the ball off left side is Garland. Crossing midfield, trying to get the corner. He's getting knocked out of bounds by Lindstrom. Trying not to get a late hit as he knocks him out of bounds on the Hawks side of the field at the 40. So all said and done, that is what was it? That was a 14-yard gain for Garland. Short of the first down, 3rd and 5 from the clock 40-yard line. Tuttle across the formation, faking the handoff. Garland right side cuts inside, but he is decked and dropped for no gain as he was turned back inside and finished off there by Joel Brown, the 6'1", 190-pound freshman. So one of the few times tonight they've held Garland, this time to no gain. 24 carries, 270 yards, and 3 touchdowns. We're down to 50 seconds to go. 4th and 5, Connell at the Hawk 40-yard line. Wildcats set again with Tristan Garland, the workhorse, 4 wides out right and 1 left. Snap back. Garland's going to keep it off the right side, and he's going to be hit and dropped after only a yard gain by Nick Rooney. So great penetration there by Rooney. Going to stop Garland after a 1-yard gain. So he will finish the night, and College Place is going to call timeout. He's going to finish the night with 25 carries, 271 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Again, I haven't seen anything like that since that magical game back in, I believe it was October of 2012, as Waha had a game at Edgar Brown against the Pasco Bulldogs. And it was competitive enough to where Waha didn't put in their backups, and so they had senior Jonah Ho out there with a very good offensive line. And as the game unfolded, he passed the 200-yard mark sometime early second quarter. And then on we went into the third quarter. We started doing statistics, and it's like, oh, my goodness, Jonah Ho has a school record. And, oh, my goodness, Jonah Ho is nearing 300 yards. And then in the fourth quarter of the game, still within like 3 touchdowns, Ho scored. And, oh, my goodness, Ho's up to like 390 yards rushing. 390 yards rushing. Then he finished it off with a 50-yard touchdown, and we didn't know it at the time, but it was a 4A state record of 441 yards, which lasted all of about 4 weeks until Curtis of Eisenhower broke it 4 weeks later. Here comes Jamison in shotgun, back to pass, retreating. He loses the ball. Ball comes out. It's loose. Picked up. Stiff arm, and Jamison's going to make the tackle on the fumble, and picking it up was, I didn't catch the number there. Whatever the case is, it's going to be a loss, clear back to the 20, and a fumble, and that will be the end of the game. So a one-sided contest here from Connell, from Eagle Stadium. Your final score here, the Connell Eagles 50 and the College Place Hawks nothing. And we'll finish up and recap the action here tonight on our post-game show after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
At Postal Annex, we offer more than convenient packing and shipping. Hi, this is Sheila with Postal Annex, here to tell you about our fantastic variety of office services. Send a fax for just 95 cents a page or receive one for 50 cents a page. We also offer shredding services for 99 cents a pound, as well as scanning, label printing, laminating, binding, and document printing from disk or email. Need a rubber stamp? We can do that too. Come see us for all your office service needs. That's Postal Annex, Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
When you're running a business, you need a partner you can count on. At Total Office Concepts, we provide not only workspace design, furniture, and network IT support, we are also experts in phone systems, security systems, and PC repair. From reducing printing costs to wireless connectivity, Total Office Concepts is your one-stop shop for today's technology. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
You may not know that Grocery Outlet works hard to bring you organic, specialty, all natural, and healthy brand name products. Items from Clif Bar, Annie's, Silk Soy Milk, and lots of others, all at great prices. We group all of these items in our NOSH section. NOSH stands for natural, organic, specialty, and healthy. And you can find these items by the green signs in our store that say NOSH. Grocery Outlet. The healthier way to save.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
910 South 9th, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, welcome back to Connell and to Eagle Stadium, where it's been all Connell tonight, 50-0. Just a quick recap here of the scoring. Connell won the toss, elected to receive. They ran Wildcat, three plays, 73 yards. Tristan Garland in on a 38-yard run at 10:42 to go. It was 7-0 after the Ramos kick. Then the ensuing kickoff, caromed off an up man for College Place, recovered at about midfield, and the Eagles would just take it right down. Scoring this time was Ramos on a 26-yard run down the left side. And it was 14-0, and Connell would kick off again. And this time the ball recovered by Connell kicking team. So they had three possessions before the College Place offense ever touched the football. But that possession would start at the Hawks 34, stopped on downs at the Hawks 11-yard line. College Place unable to do anything with it. Moreno did get off a 56-yard punt. But back came Connell from their own 33, mainly on runs by Tristan Garland. And also a 17-yard pass play to Brandon Chavez from Kayon Francois. And quickly they found themselves in deep in College Place territory, where Luis Ramos took it in for the second time on the night, untouched right up the middle, 21-0 with 1:34 to go in the first quarter. We then started play in the second quarter. College Place did stop another drive on a Cam Lindstrom interception, but it was a drive where Kayon Francois hit Silas Chase. He punctuated that with a timing route in the far corner of the end zone. Great catch by Chase to make it 28-0. And then right before the half, Garland took it in for his second score of the night. We went into halftime, and a new kick, Ulysses Cano, put it through to make it 35-0. Connell Eagles at the half. Second play of the third quarter, Luis Ramos returned after what looked like a serious leg injury, picked off the second pass of the half, or the first pass of the half, by Moreno at the Hawk 45, took it in down the left sideline with just one man to beat, and it was only 42-0 Connell. We had running clock from thereafter. Hawks did stop another drive, a second interception by Lindstrom at the goal line, but an illegal block at the 10 moved it back to the 5, which is after a penalty and a couple of losses moved it back to the 3, and in punt formation it was Moreno a yard inside of the end line. The snap was high. He had to go up and get it and kind of briefly stumbled and stepped to his left and just could not stay in the field of play. Stepped out of the back end line for a safety to make it 44-0. And then Connell said the fourth quarter they had no intention of putting any substitutes in whatsoever. It's mostly starters remaining on the skill positions in particular. And it was finally Luis Ramos taking it in from 1 yard out to make it 50-0 with 11:14 to go. And that's where we finished here in the game, is 50-0 Connell. Connell led in rushing offensively. Tristan Garland, 25 carries, 270 yards, and 3 scores. Luis Ramos, 10 carries, 65 yards, 2 scores. Jacoby Tuttle, 4 carries, 15 yards. Passing, it was Kayon Francois, 3 for 8, 32 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Tristan Garland out of his Wildcat did through 1 completion for 3 yards. Receiving, it was Peyton Reiner, 2 for 8, Chavez, 1 for 17, Silas Chase, 1 for 10. Penalties, 50 yards in penalties for Connell. They had the 2 turnovers on the interceptions. Total offense, 370 yards rushing, 35 yards passing. Total offense, 405 yards. For College Place, offensively, it was a bitter night, both in the rushing game. David Rogers able to carry the ball 8 times for minus 6 yards. A leading rusher was actually Cameron Marshall, 2 carries for 3 yards. Passing, it was Miguel Moreno, 7 for 17, 31 yards, and 1 interception. 4 of his completions went to Cam Lindstrom, 4 for 30. That was Lindstrom was really the bright spot for College Place, catching 4 passes and intercepting 2 Francois passes to stop College Place potential scoring drives. Other than that, really nothing to cheer about at all. That last loss on the sack, strip sack, against Jamison in the backfield resulted in minus 6 yards total offense for College Place, and what I have them unofficially. And then they had the 3 turnovers, 1 interception, and they lost 2 fumbles. They were penalized 7 times for 42 yards. So that's a recap here. Again, your final score, Connell Eagles 50 and College Place Hawks nothing. Again, last home game of the year next Friday from Hawks Field. It'll be homecoming against Columbia Burbank with our airtime at 6:35 and our kickoff at 7 o'clock. I want to thank you again for listening tonight and for Daniel Johns back at the station running the board. And, you know, beautiful night for football, but a tough night for the College Place Hawks. We want to wish you all a great weekend and a pleasant good evening. Good night.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks football on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.